Blog Talk Radio.
I'll say this. I'm coming back full force, full fledged. Nothing's going to hold me back.
Hey guys, this is Salamander Jones, and you're listening to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hell in a Cell Radio!
My career is epic, and this is going to be something that people are not going to want to close their blinds, because this is going to be a real big deal. One man can make a difference.
I love the way she bites her lip. I love the way she okay.
Special Thursday night edition of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. I am your host, Double D. With me, as always, is the above-average comedian, Dan the Man Law. How are you, Dan?
I'll go back, I swear.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Now, Dan, you can find me at Folsom County. Where can the fine people find you?
DanLaw83.
And, of course, that's on Twitter.
That is on Twitter, the smooth sounds of Twitter.
Joining us later on after he's done at the county fair will be none other than Omega Squad.
That's a shoot, folks.
That is a shoot. You can find him at Omega Squad.
You can find him at the county fair.
Or the county fair. I think it's called Big Billy's Day down there. I'm not quite sure.
What are you talking about? We're in the same studio.
You can subscribe on iTunes, Dan. Just search for Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
You.
Proudly part... Well, not so proudly anymore. Proudly part of the BradyHicks.com lineup. You can follow the official Twitter at HIAC Talk Radio. And you might as well like the Facebook at Facebook.com/Cell in a Hell.
Yeah, Brady says some not nice things sometimes.
He does. He
and without bias. Like, there's no reason for him to say the things he says.
I would agree. You know, you have to figure maybe Papa Don was justified in
slapping the crap out of him?
Yeah, blasting him.
Is my ear bigger than the other one?
Now, Dan, what do we have tonight?
I don't remember. No. We have technical difficulties, and Joe Zanoli, ECWA Booker. We got the Monster of Two. We got two other monsters in Nigerian Nightmares.
848 pounds of monstrosities.
I would not like want to meet those guys in a dark alley somewhere, anywhere.
Now, of course, the Nigerian Nightmares are entered in the K-Cup, Dan.
That is going to be, like, tag team wrestling is really, what's the word I'm looking for on TV? It's like, non-existent, almost, in the WWE and TNA. And if you like tag team wrestling, it's a tag team tournament. Okay? For the K-Cup, the Kangaroo Cup. And
Eight teams, Dan.
Eight. What are those teams? We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, we will. So without much further ado, of course, the man, book it, Zanoli, hand me a cannoli. He will be here. I believe he's waiting right now. So let's get right to him, Dan. Let's
just, works.
Yeah. Good evening, Joe. Welcome to your first journey into the cell. How are you tonight, sir?
Well, it's my... can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
It's my second, isn't it?
No.
We were on some other show that nobody listened to.
Wait, was that Linda McMahon's theme music? Or?
No, that's the classic WrestleMania theme.
I don't know, for some reason when I heard it, I thought they used it for Linda McMahon, but...
Well, they do. They do now, but it was originally, Joe... The original WrestleMania theme. Now,
yeah, course, I wouldn't want people to think that ECW is claiming to be as big as WWE.
No, they're bigger.
They're bigger, Joe.
They're bigger, Joe.
That's why we're here tonight. We're going to talk about why ECWA is one of, if not the biggest premier independent organization. But we're going to get to that. My first question is:
Wait, you're not
going to
ask me what the top five independents?
Joe, don't you dare get me in trouble.
Darn.
Number one, I'll tell you, is ECWA.
Okay.
That was easy.
There.
Yeah, I got to fill in 2 to 5.
Now, Joe, don't you dare get me in trouble. Got a lot of listeners.
And hate mail.
You should have had me on last night because I was a little bit more awake. Now I'm a little fuzzy. I might say something I regret. But
My goodness. This is going to just... This is
equals rating.
Yes, that does. Fuzzy equals ratings. Now, Joe, of course, Saturday is the K-Cup. Now,
that's
this
right, the Kangaroo Cup. Most people probably, that watch wrestling today, a lot of fans probably start watching wrestling in, 1993 and 94 ECW. But when I was a kid a long time ago, I remember watching and listening to that commentary, and they used to say, "This is an Australian rules tag team match." And the Kangaroos, they weren't the first tag team. They didn't invent tag team wrestling in the United States, but they popularized it. They were one of the first to use a unit name. They were pretty much exclusive as a tag team, using double team moves, tandem moves. And so, when we were thinking about this, coming up with a name, I said, why not the Kangaroo Cup, the K-Cup, I mean, the hotel stole the Super 8 name, and, I hear that I'm not a big coffee drinker, but there's K-Cups out there, so,
There are definitely K-Cups.
You can drink coffee at a Super 8 motel,
I think it's time for a lawsuit, Joe.
Lawsuits are very
popular.
Everybody's
stealing my ideas, but that's another topic.
Go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I believe it. Joe does it, then everybody else does it.
Look, when Gregory Iron and Kyle Matthews came in for the Super 8, what hotel do you think they stayed in?
The Super 8.
That's sure. That's it.
Motel 6.
Super 8.
Motel 6.
It was easy.
So this big cake up that you're very talkative tonight. I like it. You're very sociable.
I know. I was half out of it and trying to wake up.
You're very amiable and sociable.
Thursday night is kind of like my Friday night for me because I work at home on Fridays. So it's kind of like, you know how I am after the shows? You know,
yeah.
Kind of like a little foggy.
Yes.
Decompressing, you know what I mean? And just trying to unwind. So you're lucky I didn't fall asleep. I almost fell asleep before I called.
Oh, Joe, that's you know what? This is excitement for our listeners to hear. Now, Joe, at the Super 8, you got, of course, last year, Midnight Sensations won the whole thing. And a little bit of controversy, tag titles won.
K-Cup. They won the K-Cup.
What'd I say, Super 8?
Super 8, yeah.
I'm foggy, too. Now,
Super 8's the original tournament. And I'm not taking credit for that either. Jim Kettner could take credit for that, or some of his guys at the time, Ace Starling and a couple other guys came up with that. But, you know, every promotion now has, you know, it's some variation of an elimination tournament, single elimination tournament. But, you know, Super 8's the oldest. This will be the 17th coming up in 2013. I already started working on that already.
Wow.
You want to know who the first guy in the Super 8 is for next year?
Yes.
I can't tell you.
Why do you do that, Joe?
Why do you do that? I have the power, huh?
I'll tell you, it's somebody who I, you know, I got a lot of interest in. And I take a lot of interest in guys that I think are very good, and for some reason or other, probably just because there's just so many, you know, workers out there. That's another story.
It's a thing.
But I think guys that are overlooked, underrated, and you know, maybe some other promotions missed a boat on them. So they're the guys I like, you know, to find and utilize, and hopefully have them get a buzz about themselves, their name. You know, look like Papa Don and Fusion DS. And, I mean, these guys were wrestling before they worked for us, but. I think we, you know, helped establish their names, and they've helped us. You know, it's mutually beneficial. But
I know, who
know
it
I
is
think there's guys that worked for us that, you know, was for their better, and you know, ours too. But
I think I know who it is. You're saying someone who's overlooked. It's obviously Cocky Johnson.
No, that's the K Cup. He's in a tag team. He's not a singles competitor.
The
K-Cup is...
Actually, Cocky Johnson was a great guy when he was on our show. A very respectful, nice guy. So.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying... I just love the name.
Oh, I do, too.
Because they were in the same building, Joe, someplace in Delaware.
But, you know, he's the Black Atlas, Cocky Johnson, and I said, I want him announced as the Black Atlas, but, you know, there's a split. But,
Balls Mahoney and Cocky Johnson were in the same building, Joe. Cock and balls, we could have had it. We could have had it, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, we have a family show. I try to, you know. Look, my kids are at the show. I bring my kids to the show. I want other people to bring their kids and not have to worry about, over-the-top graphic violence. You know, I don't want to have to worry about people's tendons hanging out of their arms and people getting glass in their eye and, you know, beer being spilled all over. That's not the type of show, you know, that we have. And, you know, it's the same the way Jim Kettner ran it. You know, I was there with Jim Kettner for 12 years. I'm not saying he mentored me or anything. You know, I was his photographer. But you know what? I took photos. I barely talked to anybody and just took it all in and observed. And
say you learn.
Yeah, that's how you learn, by imitation, watching, you know.
The K-Cup tournament. Is this something that... you wanted to do because of the lack of tag team exposure on TV, or is this something that you were going to do anyway?
No. Well, you know, I kind of wanted something like, you know, every year the Super 8 get a lot of people asking, you know, to be in it. And a lot of times there's guys, and I don't have nothing against a guy known as a tag team wrestler being in the Super 8. But, yeah, I wanted something for the tag teams. And, you know, growing up, I was a big fan of NWA, Jim Crockett, mid-'80s, and the Crockett Cups. And, you know, the Super 8, too, I became a big fan of. I've been everyone. I missed the first three, so. And, you know, we had the TWA back in 2009, 2010. And we came up with tag team titles, so of course we had a title tournament, and you know, so that wasn't a K Cup, but it was a tag team, you know, it was a tournament to crown champions. So that was like kind of, you know, our first tag team tournament. It wasn't a K Cup, and
right.
You know, I liked the way it went. You know, I tried to bring in different teams that the TWA fans didn't see all the time at our show. We had the Colony, the Logans were a TWA team. Who else do we have? I'm trying to think. Bax and Echoes, you know, we use them for TWA. But, you know, we had the Nightmares. It was the first time the Nightmares worked for us. So I tried to bring in, you know, a couple different teams that normally weren't there to kind of make it, you know, sort of like the first Crockett Cup, which the first Crockett Cup was, they had a lot of, it was basically the very tail end of the territories. And they had a lot of teams from different NWA territories come in. And, you know, after that, the second year was pretty much, you know, Jim Crockett Promotions, Crockett Cup, you know, mostly just their teams. But
Dan? I thought Dan was
going
to ask a
follow-up. I thought he was going to keep going. I get nervous when Joe's talking.
No,
I don't
wanna come. No.
All right.
Take it, Dan.
Okay, cool. All right, so the tag team situation with the Midnight Sensations coming in, how is that going to get resolved? Last month they came in, and I'm kind of unclear for the listeners. Explain what the loophole was and how they're back.
Well, Midnight Sensations, you know, in I guess it was May, lost the Loser Leave tag team match. They were gone for months. In the meantime, Blackheart was, you know, feuding with ECWA and Breaker. Breaker. I told him I'm half out of it. Chris Wilde and his buddies, you know, Kakoa and Aiden Chambers. We had War Games. And it looked like it was the end of Blackheart. But, you know, Goodheart Teddy was bringing in the Sons of Blackheart, which when I was a referee for TWA, Blackheart back then was Apocalypse and Destruction, and they were managed by Luna Vachon, and they were the last TWA tag team champions when TWA closed. So Goodheart said he was bringing them back, their sons, to take back the belts that they never lost. And they came out. They had the white face masks like them, dressed in black like them. A lot of the same mannerisms. If you go, you know, if you were familiar with Blackheart and their mannerisms and their movements in the ring, you know, so come the end of the match, well, they won the match, they won the tag team titles, and they unmasked its Midnight Sensations. So Joel had gotten these guys in under TWA contract with Mike Tartaglia, which I'm surprised that, you know, he actually got Mike to do any work because he doesn't do anything. But, you know, and so they came in under TWA talent contract. That's how they got around it. And now that the titles are unified, everything's ECWA now. You know, I still got the TWA history and lineage in our back pocket. And, you know, if you go on our webpage, I still have results from TWA all the way back to, you know, 1988. But everything's ECWA now, so that just does not seem, though, that Goodheart and the Sensations are on the same page. Goodheart walked out with the belts, so, or Blackheart, I should say.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to see, you know, how it goes, and, you know, they're back for the K-Cup.
Now, last year, you had the tag team titles on the line. It was a surprise announcement made just moments before the tournament started. this year they're not on the line.
Right.
Why not?
Well, because everybody complained last year. When I put the titles on the line last year, look, you know, I wanted to make the show as exciting as possible. You know, trial and error, you try things. So I actually announced the titles were not going to be on the line this year before Fusion lost the titles. So when I made the announcement, Fusion were the champions. So, you know, now that the Sensations won it, I'm not going to go back and change it. You know, lest anyone think that I'm, you know, trying to screw Fusion. But, you know,
well,
Fusion's a great tag team, you know. I guess Damian doesn't always, Matt's kind of more quiet, but Damian, I guess, questions some of the things I do sometimes. But Fusion's a great, you know, a great tag team. And, you know, I am, you know, proud of our whole locker room. You know, when you go on our roster page and you look at the locker room of guys that we have, I think we have one of the top locker rooms, definitely one of the top five in independent wrestling. So, but, you know, tried it last year. People, you know, didn't like it. When I made the announcement, Fusion were champions. So, you know, I'm not going to keep, you know, I don't want to be a, you know, flip-flop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you should.
I don't want
to
put Big Bird out of business. And, you know, I got to stay with my decision, so.
Now, my next question is the teams. Of course, we spoke about the Nigerian Nightmares. They're entered into the tournament. You have Order of the Black from...
Right, Rex Lawless and Apollyon.
And they're known for their action up in NYWC. You have Aiden Chambers and Keikoa, an ECWA Dream Team. So Action League now is another team entered. So
right.
What exactly were you trying to do getting all these people together, all these different teams?
Well, you know, Keikoa and Chambers had a great match at Raising the Bar. And if you look at a lot of tag teams in history, a lot of the tag teams actually, the members of the team actually worked a lot of matches against each other before they became a team. You know, one of our most popular teams was the Best Around. And if you go search on YouTube, there's a lot of matches where Bruce Maxwell and TJ Cannon were wrestling each other. And I think the guys that have chemistry in the ring as opponents often translate into good partners. And, you know, Keikoa and Chambers to me are kind of cut of the same cloth. Definitely not that Aiden Chambers is old, but, you know, he's the older member of the team, and to me, he represents the kind of the old guard, the ECWA, and Keikoa, the new guard. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I thought the match was very good that they had together. They get along great, and, you know, I think that's a team where I wanted to get, you know, kind of like a superpower team, you know, where you get, you know, two of the most popular, talented singles guys and put them together to get like a mega powers, superpowers type thing. So,
yeah.
Action League now, Kirby Mack and TJ Mack, they're a great team action, but TJ right now is taking some time off. Kirby had said, you know, I trained this kid, Derek Rise, and he just had worked for Dragon Gate, and I watched some of his films, and I see a lot of the Max in him. So, you know, basically that's a teacher-student combination. Rex Lawless and Apollyon, they're in Order of the Black, which has additional members, but they're two of the most successful members of that group. And first match in the tournament, is them against the Nightmares, and that's just like the battle of the big men. I like to have the first match in the tournament, in all the tournaments I do, to kind of really start the tournament off with a bang. You know, did the Super 8 with Adam Cole and Sami Callihan, did the last year Super 8 with Bandito Jr. and Azrael. So, you know, looking at these teams, I said, why don't we just put the two biggest teams in there? You know, and you know, let's see who's left standing at the end of the match. But both those teams are going to be hard to beat. You know the Nigerian Nightmares, the Dumbo Drop. if you get hit with that, you're not getting up.
Mm-mm.
You know, so that's, you know, something you ordered to black. Now that you ordered to black, or two big dudes, and you know, they're pretty damn agile. Apollyon, you know, reminds me a lot of a Bam Bam Bigelow, who was a bigger guy, but was just, you know, uncanny agility and can definitely move and do things in there. And, you know, I think that's a great thing about these tournaments is that, you know, a lot of the fans want to see people that they recognize and they have an attachment to, but some fans want to see somebody new and different. So I try to give as much of a, you know, an even mix as I can. But, of course, you can't please everybody.
Now, of course, the rest of October for ECWA, after – now, the K-Cup is actually at the Newark Greater Boys and Girls Club.
Right, that's our
home base.
That's this Saturday.
That's this Saturday. Doors open at 6. Bell time is 7. And tickets are only $15, people. So definitely get out there. The Newark, Delaware. Now, the rest of October, though, you have two more shows in consecutive weeks. So you have the 13th and the 20th. Now, first of all, why was that decision made to expand to consecutive weeks like that? And I forget what second of all was, so just answer that question.
Well, you have to ask the boss that. The only two things he did was get the Sensations of the TWA contract and make more work for me with these shows. But, you know, we were going back to YMCA. YMCA, we were there in March. We actually, standing room only, they put a sign up on the door. You know, I didn't put my promoter's vision glasses on where, you know, I saw double. They put a sign up on the door, couldn't let anybody else in. Now, we just started going there. That was our second show there. They don't have air conditioning right now, so obviously we weren't there in the summer. So we planned to go back in October. And this other show with Sports and More in Sewell came up. Mike's business is right down the road from Sports and More. So it was just a matter of the dates, the way they fell. Mike had stuff to do in November. We have a Delaware show the first week of November. Third week of November, there's an Extreme Rising show, and, you know, some of our main guys were already booked on that. So, you know, there wasn't a lot of other dates to play around to put this Sports and More show on, and we didn't want to wait to 2013 because, you know, I miss having shows back in, you know, my neighborhood. You know, I'm pretty close to there. And it's nice that I have to go all the way down to Delaware, all the way down to Cornish Point, you know, my kids and their friends and stuff like that. So I miss having shows back here. You know, we were at the Flyer Skate Zone for about a year and a half with TWA. And, you know, we're going to see what happens at Sports and More. But the YMCA is definitely always a great show. You know, I think one of the main problems in independent wrestling today is there's just too much, you know. And I know people get mad sometimes when I say that or other people in the business say that. But, I mean, you know, Dean, we talked the other day about Atari and that ET cartridge and, you know, how they made, you know, they only sold half what they made, you know. If there's no demand, the demand is not there for the supply. The supply is exceeding the demand. You know, things are going to suffer. You know, something's got to give. And McCartney's point is great. They haven't been overexposed to wrestling. And, you know, the first show we had there, we had the wrestlers out before the show started. And none of the fans were really going up to them because obviously they really didn't know them. You know what I mean? These guys aren't on TV. You know, we're local promotion. Well, by the time intermission came and they had seen the first couple matches, the guys that were out signing autographs were swamped. So they immediately, the first show that we had there, which was November of 2011, right? Help me out here.
Yeah, November, yeah.
Getting lost. The second match, the people in management there, the guy that runs it and stuff, came to us and said, when are he's coming back? So, second show, sold out. You know, so pretty happy about that, excited there. I try to do
That's
things
great.
There, a little bit different matches that you wouldn't see in Delaware, because I want the Delaware people to come there. You know, for some reason they think because it's in Jersey, it's far. It's only 15, 20 minutes. It's on the other side of the Delaware Memorial Bridge. It's very, very close. And, you know, main event there, we have a triple threat. Chris Wilde against his two biggest enemies, Papa Don and Breaker Morant. And that's a match tailor-made for YMCA. You're probably not going to see that in Delaware or anywhere else. Same thing with the eight-man match with Shockwave. And, you know, I try to make it special, you know, not the same matches everywhere, to give the people in the home base of Delaware incentive to come join us at these other shows. And if they did, I mean, you were there, you've seen that atmosphere. 90% of a show is made by the crowd. You could have the worst show in the world, but if the crowd's into it, you know what I mean, and you're there, it's the atmosphere that makes it. So I hope everybody comes out to all these shows, but you know, if you're a Delaware fan listening and you haven't been to the YMCA, it's not that far. You know, like I said, it's 20 minutes. And it is definitely an experience. You know, when I say become a fan all over again, definitely being there takes me back to a kid when the fans were into it. They weren't dissecting the match. They weren't screaming, "You effed up." They weren't, you know, I guess, overanalyzing. They were just there enjoying it and you know, falling in love with wrestling, you know, so.
Well, you had, at Carney's Point show in March, you had Keikoa taking on Johnny Silver, went to a 15-minute draw. You had Aiden Chambers and Papadon. So it was a great action-packed card, and definitely the 13th, and that's in Carney's Point, New Jersey, of course, to see that.
This will be the first time ever. Okay?
Oh, good.
And I know some people say there's one person, and I don't mind criticism as long as you can back it up with actual fact, but someone had said, what was a same old thing or whatever. You know, a lot of times.
Predictable,
matches,
Joe.
Predictable, right.
Yeah.
A lot of times the matches and things we do are. Our first time. Look, you know, like I said, Papadon, Breaker, and Chris Wilde, it's probably not going to be done anywhere else.
No.
So if you want to see that, you know, come to the YMCA. This will be the first time that Mr. Ulala and Shockwave have been on the same team. And they made great opponents, like I told you before, with Chambers and Kakoa. They made great opponents. I think they're going to make great partners with Cole Calloway and Jim Schwartz. And look, who they're fighting. Magnum, Gus Grand, Mike, and poor Ricky the Model Martinez, whose back's going to probably be killing him by the time his tag team title match comes along from carrying those three guys. But, you know, coming in at Sewell, first time ever, Kid America teaming with Mr. Ulala, you know. They had many matches against each other first time. So there is a lot of first-time things. First time we had Papadon, and I don't think Papadon and Tony Mamaluke have ever fought one-on-one in a match. I'm not sure.
He said he never did.
Right. So there's a lot of, you know, sometimes people make these statements. They just, you know, diarrhea
know
the
what
mouth.
Talking
they just
about?
Say stuff, and there's actually no supporting fact.
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and listen, everybody's got their there's chocolate and vanilla.
Oh, here
I'll
we go
what,
with that.
Though, there's a lot of flavors of the week, and flavors of the week last 7 days. ECWA is like chocolate and vanilla. The originals, the classics, never die 45 years. What do you think of that?
I think ECWA is more of a Neapolitan.
Who?
Throw in some strawberry.
Nah, chocolate and vodka, the classics. Okay.
Anyway, Dan, take it away.
Yeah, strawberry, raspberry, swirl, whatever. Not everybody likes that. You know, and that's the other thing about our shows, too. There's a lot of promotions that have a niche, you know. They try to specialize in something. And, you know, not from a wrestling perspective, but from a business perspective, I want the potential customer base to be as large as possible, okay? You got 13 to 15 shows this Saturday. For the fans, that may be great. For the workers, that's great. But for the promotions, listen, whoever, you're probably going to have an easier time this weekend finding an indie show than a McDonald's, okay? You know what I'm saying? If you go out to McDonald's, you're probably going to pass an indie show before you hit it. And, you know, from a short-term perspective and outlook, this is great. There's so many choices. But long-term, it just, you know, look, that ET cartridge didn't sell too good. You know what I'm saying? You get to the point, the people that don't know, the Atari 2600, early 1980s, one of the reasons why there was a big collapse was because they overestimated demand on certain things. And, you know, that's what happens in wrestling. You have these indie supercards, and you get 6, 7, 8 big names. It's great, but it's called nostalgia for a reason. When you do nostalgia every month, guess what? It ain't nostalgia no more.
Right.
Hulk Hogan ain't nostalgia no more. He was great. The first comeback was great. The last one, not so much. You know what I mean? So, you know, when you have these super shows with all these big names, it's great. But the bottom line is, sooner or later, you're spending more than you're taking in. And
what,
I saw
what
it firsthand.
What is your opinion on the guys that are booking the shows the same weekend that they know that something like ECWA has been booked for like a year?
Well, you know, that is one of the reasons. First of all, I book a year in advance because much like Triple D, I'm organized. Okay. Much unlike the boss.
Yeah.
I'm going to start going in. I'm going to start doing the character in here now. Okay.
Oh,
I'm organized. I try to get things set up ahead of time as much as possible. I do the, you know, I bug Mike to do the dates, you know, for the building's sake and for the talent's sake, so we can pick and get who we want before they're picked up somewhere else. You know what I mean? And look, anybody can run a show. Everybody's got a right to run a show. Maybe people say it sounds a little bit arrogant. Hey, you know, don't run a show. You know, I'm running a show. But look, if I'm running a show and you're running a show a half an hour away, whether it's intentional, unintentional, whether that's the only day they could get the building, whatever the case may be, you're not just hurting us. You're hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's only so many ways to split an M&M. All right. If there's 200 wrestling fans in the vicinity and there's two shows, okay, my kids can figure this out. Okay, my kids and 5-year-old can figure this out.
Yeah.
Where are you going to have a better chance of drawing more people? You know, if you're the only thing running that night, or if you're one of two.
Right.
And you know, a lot of these guys want to pound their chest and say, "We're going to beat them." Even if it means sacrificing business. And I'm not saying they all do that. It may be a scheduling problem. I don't know. It annoys the hell out of me because it's just this tunnel vision, you know, where a lot of promotions, you know, I'm not going to tell you we're the best. That's not for me to say. You know, I'll tell you, ECWA's been around a long time. A lot of that was Jim Kettner. I think we run a lot in the same way as far as planning and organization and the shows. You know, there's no BS that goes on at the shows. You know what I mean? With the locker room and stuff like that. You know, I've been around a long time. Been around. And that's the other thing, too. People say, oh, it's not like it was in 2000. Well, no kidding. In 2000... there was no Ring of Honor. There was no Evolve. There was no CZW. There was no Dragon Key. There was no Chikara. Guess what? They were all wrestling for Jim Kettner. They all went through there. So, of course, it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was no competition. You know, there was ECW, same thing with TWA. In early 1990, there was TWA. You know, your buddy Larry Sharp was running some shows here and there. you know, I remember NWF in Brick, New Jersey. That was my first indie show in 1987. And, you know, there were some shows here and there. But it wasn't 15 shows in one night.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, sooner or later, something's going to give.
Right.
And you, there's not enough support for it. They're just not. And that economy thing, yeah, people don't have money. But you know what, though? People still got money. Everybody doesn't have money, but everybody's got smartphones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If people want something, they'll find the money for it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's, you know, look, I know times are tough and stuff, but, think about it. Now, can people afford $100 to sit front row at Extreme Rising? I don't know. That's why Extreme Rising can't run every month.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I'm not taking a shot. It's, you know, that's just common sense. You know, when you have a show that's a higher price show, okay, you can get Hulk Hogan in the stadium and get 2,000 people, one of the biggest indie crowds ever. Guess what? You may get 5,000 people, 6,000 people, you got Hulk Hogan. When I was a kid, Hulk Hogan was selling out the Spectrum all the time. Just because you have a big crowd doesn't mean that you made money. Because guess what? Those shows cost more money.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Everything's perception. When you walk into a show, if we have a guy come on our show and we have 200 people or 250 people, whatever, they're used to working in front of 30 people all the time. They're like, wow. You know what I mean? Now, you go to a show where they have 10 names and there's 2,000 people. It's like, I never seen nothing like this. This is the biggest independent show. But I'll tell you what, go Google it. Go look up a lot of these promotions. They're what I call start-stop. They run, they stop. They run, they stop. They get money, they run. They run out of money, they stop.
Mm.
Yeah. Me and Mike are going to be doing ECWA every month for as long as we want. When we're done, it's not going to be because we have to quit. It's going to be because we want to.
Oh, wow.
And that's the difference, is that Mike is running it like a business and not like fantasy booking. I'm going to, you know, spend $5,000 on the show, but bring in $2,000.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get caught up in that mentality because you are a fan. Yeah. I get caught up in it. That's why that's the one good thing Mike is actually good for. You know what
keeping
I mean?
Is
to make
reality,
sure that it's run like a business. Because if it was up to me, yeah, I would probably get carried away. I would want the biggest show, you know, the names and this and that. But you know, it's tough. You know, it's like these conventions. When the convention started, they're great. Now you go to the conventions, not all of them. But it's starting to dwindle down. How many times can you see Greg Valentine? How many times can you see Tito Santana?
Once was
enough. How many? I mean, look, Vader's been making the rounds now. The first round, I'm sure, is going to be awesome. Second round, a little less awesome. Third round, a little bit less. Until eventually, that's it. You know,
you
that's
know when you book
get...
Vader?
Huh?
When are you going to book him?
Book Vader?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to wait till he's been on the indies for 2.5 years and his price comes down.
Well, Joe, we do have to wrap it up. We have to move along. But
Come on, Joe.
I know. Once you get started, I heard you getting revved up.
I just want to get this in real quick.
Okay.
Me and Mike do it. I am a one-man band. I just did these newsletters. I want to congratulate myself on doing these. I make the newsletters, print them, staple them, the music, the entrance. Mike does nothing, okay? Mike shows up and says he forgot the belts. That's what he does, okay?
Well,
ECWAProWrestling.com.
Yes.
Rob Effingiri, shout out. The other day he put on Facebook, don't be a jerk, go to the K-Cup.
He should be the director of PR. Now, of course, it's ECWAProWrestling.com, as you said.
Tickets 15 and 10. And you guys know the quality guys on the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
This ain't no, like, you know, jabroni circus. these guys ain't wearing T-shirts, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Don't get me started on the T-shirts, my friend.
Well, I have to wear a T-shirt, but I'm not in the ring, okay?
I got to move it on because, Joe, I'm going to make enemies if we go down this train of thought. So, so Joe, you have
you
a great
night. You gave me a lot more time the first time I was in the cell. What happened?
You know what?
Because somebody else on the show could talk.
Supply,
stop looking at that schedule.
Supply and demand. We already talked about this, Joe.
Go out and see some indie wrestling. This I don't think you can avoid indie wrestling Saturday. You know what I mean? I don't think you have a choice.
That's true. I think
but
you
if
might
you don't have a choice, pick us. Okay? And I'll get you get a complimentary cup of coffee. Come to the cake hub.
I'm looking for my cup of coffee.
I'm going to hold you to
I need one. I'm starting to get a little wound up now. It takes me about 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
Joe, it's always a pleasure.
I'm going back in later.
Oh, hey, you're more than welcome. Later I might need, because Dan has to get out of here early. Call back in later. That's fine.
Who, Dan the man?
Yeah, I got to get.
Yeah, he's got to leave a little bit early tonight. So call in. I don't care. Well,
I got to go to sleep.
Well, then don't call in.
I got to get the medals ready tomorrow. I got to put the medals together. You know what I mean?
Okay, Joe, I got to move on. I got to
move
on. I got to pack Joe.
Dirty Lake. All right.
You son of a bitch, Joe. I got to move on.
I don't care who else you got on. It don't matter.
I love you, Joe. I'll talk to you Saturday. All
right, ECWAProWrestling.com. Don't be a jerk. Talk to you later.
Oh, that was a perfect ending to that.
Oh, I love that guy.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk. ECWAProWrestling.com. Dog, be quiet.
I couldn't even hear the dog, Dan.
Oh, well, be quiet anyway.
Making a big deal out of nothing. Now, Dan, we're changing gears here. Well, not so much, really.
Right.
Because we're going to move into one of the entrants in the K-Cup this when the hell is it, Dan? Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. Yeah. So after their theme music, I'll bring them right on. Okay. How's that? Oh my goodness. Now, is this Safu or Mafu I'm speaking with?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what was that all about?
Hey, you know, I told you we were speaking English the whole time. You guys didn't understand us. So
okay, so is this Aaron Ganey, or is this...
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Aaron Ganey of the Nigerian Nightmares. Now,
Aaron Ganey is Mafu, Chucky is Safu. We're all the same. The Rouge is over. We had a little, you know. My thing is this. Okay? My thing is this. We're savages. We are tough. But at the end of the day, a dumbo drop is a dumbo drop, okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Speak English. We speak, and we've been speaking English the whole time. We told you that. You guys didn't understand us. So now you guys finally embrace us, and you guys finally understand what we're talking about. Mm. And we've been trying to tell you. We were educated the whole time, man.
I got you. So this whole thing was a ruse from the get-go is what I'm getting. And this whole Aaron Ganey, as the translator, you were one and the same the whole time.
Yeah, you know, like the old, sometimes you got to do that to get in through doors and stuff like that because it just is what it is. And we got to see that people thought that we were stupid and this and that. So you got to understand, the K-Cup is coming up this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And people are coming up with predictions that the Nightmares don't know the rules and we're going to get disqualified and hit the referee or we don't know how to do a pin and we're just going to just go out of hand and just get... No, we want to win. We actually want to win this thing. We want to actually win the K-Cup. and we're going to win the K-Cup, okay? So we actually know the rules. We're going to win the K-Cup, and at the end of the day, a dumbbell drop is still a dumbbell drop. We're going to come out there, we're still going to be slobbering, and we're going to go out there, and once that bell rings, we're going to be savages. But we're not stupid. You don't know which nightmares you're going to get, do you? You don't know if we're going to sing and dance. You don't know if we're going to be the corporate monsterfactory.org Nigerian nightmares. You don't know if we're going to be savage. You don't know what you just don't know what you're going to get. And that's what we like. Stay on your toes.
Stay on my toes, indeed. So, it could be the savages. It could be the corporate monsters, as you said. But the goal remains the same, Aaron. You're going after that K-Cup. Now, to get there, you have to get through the Order of the Black. Do you know anything at all about the Order of the Black?
Yes, we did our research. See, we always do our research, and that's why we win. See, we act like we don't know, but we know. The guys are from NYWC up in New York. They got a good reputation. They're pretty big up there in New York. But they're coming down here to Delaware, and this is where the Nightmares basically got our start. And this is our home turf, so we are the home team in this match. And we're going to go through them. Order of Black, that's a wrap.
Fair enough. So what about these other teams in the K-Cup? You have Aiden Chambers and Keikoa. You have Action League Now. You have Dixie and Azrael. You have a lot of other teams, a lot of experience, a lot of different factors. Does any team besides Order of the Black that we already discussed, does any other team stand out to you?
No, not really, because at the end of the day, who's getting up from the dumbbell drop?
Even Joe Zanoli said that.
At the end of the day, who is getting up from the dumbbell drop? See, like I said, this isn't the battle royal where we're messing around with Ooh La La and stuff like that, and the Flatliners. Where are they? Where are they?
Canada.
Exactly. Never seen them since. So what I'm saying is this, man, this isn't a game. We're serious now way more than ever. We're serious now way more than ever. So, like I said, take up. We're taking this thing. We're winning. We'll take it to Nigeria. We'll take it to the Monster Factory, monsterfactory.org. And take it. We'll take it wherever. We'll take it to New Moon Rise, and we'll take it there, too.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. I'm just I'm sorry. It was anyway. I'm sorry, my mind's. I have a little head cold. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, let's talk about New Moon Rising.
Okay.
You got time?
Can you talk about it? I have time, sir.
Okay. Now, you know, I've been away and stuff, and I've been hearing little things and stuff like that. And, you know, we don't take personal. New Moon Rising and the Monster Factory used to work together. Everybody knows that.
Okay? Yes. Yes.
And then there was a little beef in between the Monster Factory and New Moon Rise, and then it became public, which I think it shouldn't have, but it did.
Yes.
I have no problem with the guys from New Moon Rising. Good group of guys. Jake came up with him through the Monster Factory, monsterfactory.org. Matter of fact, our next show is October 27th at the world's famous Monster Factory during the day, 2 in the afternoon.
Okay? Yes. Yes,
and then at night, there's a New Moon Rising show, too. So support your local indies, okay? I just advertised for both of them, okay? Support your local indies. Go to both.
And that's NMRWrestling.com.
Exactly. And go to both.
Oh, I'm going to get shot.
Now.
Go ahead.
Now,
I'm sorry.
I have no problem listening. On air, you know, people chuckle. And they laugh and they say little things. But the little thing that I had a problem with was you are supposed to be a broadcast journalist. How did you get in there?
I didn't hear
it through my own ears, but I heard that you made some box shots. You're supposed to be in the middle of it. I mean, you're supposed to be a neutral, you know, type of, you know, you don't want to lose that credibility now. You never heard Jim Ross say, you know, certain things.
I may have. Okay, we'll go behind the curtain.
For the record, I said nothing.
But anyway, we'll go a little behind the curtain since I'm in the proverbial hot seat right now.
I'm going to go.
this past, what's the word? This past Saturday. That's the word
yes.
I'm looking for. This past Saturday, I spoke with Ref Rich, and we have come to an agreement. I understand his reasoning why he did what he did, and I assured him that I would no longer say anything about him, and I accept his reasoning behind why he did what he did. And I'll say that right now on the air.
Okay.
So, granted, there were things said.
Well, you know, it gets emotional and things are said and stuff like that. I just don't want you, as Hell in the Cell, to lose credibility because you took sides. You understand what I'm saying? Because me and you were cool.
I got right? that.
You and them are cool. I don't want you to be taking sides and stuff like that because that makes you lose credibility as a broker, as journalist. You know what I'm saying? If they say things, that's one thing. You know what I mean? We say things, that's one thing. But, you know, you just shouldn't, as your position, be caught up in the middle of it.
I understand that. Now, here's the thing, though. Since we're talking.
Yeah.
He's bigger than you remember, Dean.
No, I'm well aware of that. But how could I not know Aaron is bigger than me? But this is an open invitation, okay?
Okay.
I have invited, in the past, Mark Cruz to come on when things were said about him that I didn't say. He's more than welcome to come on. He can air Mark Cruz.
Okay.
AC Rock, Mark Cruz.
Okay.
I gave him the opportunity. I didn't hear anything back. Fair enough, whatever.
Okay.
Also, Danny Cage, more than welcome to come on this program and air his grievances. Sure.
Okay.
It's a phone number. It's 718-664-9133.
I will talk to Danny Cage, crap for face. I will talk to him, and he's more, Mark is, you know, he's still a rookie, he's still green, and, you know, I wouldn't put him on air. But Danny Cage, maybe we can set that up.
In my defense as well, I purposely asked Dan Cage to come on, and I got blocked for it.
Okay. That's
sir.
Understandable.
Yeah,
sir, yes, sir.
But I'm just saying that has always been. I give out the number multiple times. It's no secret what the number that call in here is. So
okay.
If there is something he would like to have a rebuttal, sure.
Maybe they should have a head-to-head like last night, like Obama and Romney. So maybe they should have a debate.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, that would be good. But enough about that. Who cares?
Yes, enough about that.
Who cares? Just water under
What's
the
other show you have coming up, sir?
Okay, I'm just worried about the K-Cup, which is Saturday. And I'm telling you now, Nightmares, we're coming out vicious. We're just coming out stronger than ever. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be top teams, okay? That's eight. Was it eight of the top teams?
Yeah, eight of the top teams,
yes. Yes. Taking nothing away from them. All eight of them are definitely great, great teams. And Joe Zanella and Mike picked the best teams on the Indies. But like I said, we're the home team. Midnight Sensations, that's great. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. Matter of fact, they beat us last time. I remember they pinned us.
Yeah,
right?
they did.
They did, so we owe them.
Way back in January that happened, yes.
Yes, they did. And we got to give it to them. They beat us, so we owe them. But the rest of the guys, we've never been in the ring with, so it's going to be good, and we can't wait, and we're not leaving. So I hope you got you got shirts that fit us. You got 5X. I hope you got T-shirts that fit us to say the K-Cup, and, you might as well take pictures with the trophy before the show, because we're going to leave the show with the trophy.
And you'll take it back to MonsterFactory.org.
and MonsterFactory.org. And we're going to take pictures on the MonsterFactory.org with the K-Cup. Everyone eat pizza in the cup and do a lot of things, crazy things in that cup that you guys don't even know about.
Oh, boy.
I agree. Aaron, I will see you. I will get through the building early on Saturday. We'll speak. I'm looking forward to that. What else was I going to say?
What was you going to say? He was going to say MonsterFactory.org, our next show. We just had a show last. What was it? The 29th, which was last Saturday.
Yeah.
Good show. Before the show, the ring was broke, and we tried to fix it, and we put a Band-Aid on it, and we fixed it as much as we could, and we had to wrestle. We had to have the guys wrestle with no ropes. The ropes were there, but they couldn't use it. But they actually did it. They wrestled. They worked. Fans was into it. They loved it. And Stone Cold even tweeted about it. And
oh,
you can
wow.
see that. Yeah, and you can see that tweet on where? MonsterFactory.org.
Now, Aaron, I'll see you at the K-Cup.
See you at the K-Cup. And
I already know. You'll have the pictures where?
MonsterFactory.org, baby. We'll be winning and grinning.
And eating pizza afterwards.
And eating pizza. And doing crazy stuff with the cup. Taking crazy pictures with it and doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff. So, just letting you know.
I got you. Now, like I said, I'll see you Saturday. It's always a pleasure. And we'll have you back on pretty soon.
Go kick some ass.
There you go. Dumbbell drop, baby.
That's right. You have a good night, Aaron.
Good night. MonsterFactory.org. All right.
Well,
we're dead.
I wouldn't say dead. Dead is not the proper word, Dan. I don't know, Dan.
I'm on the site. I don't see the tweet.
It's there. I've seen it.
I want to see it.
Well,
we're
going to take a break
from the Monster Factory, to be honest with you.
Wait, what was that? I don't even know what that was. But no, I'm not taking a break. What we have next, Dan, and this could be quite interesting.
Hey, wait, before you go.
Yes.
Before you go, I meant that, and if he's still listening, I'm glad he said something, because like I said, we've been trying to get both sides of the story and fair on air since it came out in public, and we've had nothing from the other side. So if we get something from the other side, it's a step in the right direction. Whether good or for bad.
I would agree. I think both sides should be heard.
Yeah, let's bring on.
But without further ado, we have fan mail, Dan.
Oh.
Well, hello, Robert.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, guys. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing just wonderful now.
You know, before we get started,
unless
you have a computer that was invented back when Steve Jobs was in training pants, that website that Aaron was given is not going to work for you, because that thing is so slow it doesn't even load up. So if you want a website you're going to be able to get on and actually see, you want to go to nmrwrestling.com.
Yes, that sounds... Oh, Robert.
You know, and as far as the Stone Cold tweet, Dan, I mean, he tweeted about it, and then his old buddy, his best pal on Twitter, Dan, then tweets, the Stone Cold caught wind of what happened at our show. Well, Stone Cold caught wind of it because you tweeted him, Nimrod, and you told him what happened, and you tweet him, you know, 20 times a day, retweet every sentence. I mean, come on. A hack is always a hack. What are you going to do? NMRWrestling.com.
I don't even know where to begin, Robert.
I quit.
You know, I don't want to get into it too much because we have our big tryouts going on. We have our show to announce. But when I hear stuff like that, it still fires me up because...
I can tell.
It's easy to say, you know, I'm not going to take sides. I'm not going to do this. I don't know what's going on. But how can you not? You know, if you're in the business... And you listen to this show and you work with the same guys every week, you know what's going on. And I put it this way. if you wouldn't work for a child molester, whether you heard from him what happened or not, why would you work for a thief? A criminal is a criminal. A thief is a thief. A child molester is a child molester. I'm not going to work for the guy whether he told me what he did or not. If I knew what he did, I wouldn't work for him, and that's just having morals. And people at NMRWrestling.com have morals.
Oh, I just received a text message, Robert. Do you want to know what it says?
Sure.
Monsterfactory.org.
Yeah. Try to log on to that website and tell me if it fully loads up before your show's off the air tonight. If it is, then I'll say I'm sorry.
It did, but it like 3 minutes.
So
it's
Robert,
not fully
we have...
loaded up. Try to scroll all the way down to the bottom. We got a long time for this.
No, it stops about.
Yeah, of course it stops. Come on, I'm not. Everything I speak is the truth. People might not like it, but it's the truth.
Okay, Robert. You brought it up. I'm a little flustered. I was on the hot seat there, and it's my own goddamn show.
I was going to say, wait, why are you flustered? Stick to your guns, mother.
I'm a little flustered.
Exactly. You know, I was a little upset about that. As far as, I mean, and I'm not saying anything bad, but Aaron's always been a great guy to me. I've never worked with him in the ring, but like I said, he's had great stuff to say about us, and he's always been a good guy to me personally since I've met him. You know, at the same time, as far as you losing credibility by sticking up for something that you believe in, I mean, you know, you're not losing credibility with any of us. Who would you lose credibility with, Dan? A guy that has no credibility, you're going to lose credibility with? Come on now.
Well, I mean, with certain things that are going to come to light, what they say might not matter.
That's true. That's a different matter, though, Dan.
My point is, and quite frankly, some things were said on the show, and then some things were said by them about us, about other people, and then when we went for a reply, they blocked us like little girls. And I'm going to stick to that. They blocked us.
Exactly. I mean, I was honest when I said, Dan, when all this stuff started going on with me and him, he texted me about 10 times begging me to call him, and I didn't have any reason to call him. I'm not looking to be his friend, and I didn't agree with what he did to Jake at NMRWrestling.com. And at the same time, when I decided, all right, I'll talk about it after all this stuff going back and forth, I'm going to do it out in the open where everybody can hear it. I'm not going to call this guy personally where he has time to come up with the whole story and write it down on a notebook, which is the same thing you would get if we ever had a debate, which is probably why he would never do it, because he comes up with these stories, and he's got to have lies to cover lies, and it's all got to be pre-rehearsed, the Mitt Romney of professional wrestling.
Now, Robert, we have tryouts this Saturday, two days away.
The Proving Grounds is going to be open to the public for the first time. It's open tryouts. We've got a lot of people interested in being wrestlers, referees, managers, and there's still some openings available. If you want to hit up nmrwinc@hotmail.com, you can reserve your spot. 9 a.m. It's at 10:30 Delsey Drive, building 4W is the Proving Grounds Arena for New Moon Rising Wrestling. We're going to have a lot going on that day.
I just got another text.
Okay.
ECWProWrestling.com. Just saying, I'm getting all these texts. Now, anyway, we also have the show at the end of the month, the 27th. Robert, what the hell's going on there?
It's going to be big. I mean, the people have been waiting for this for a long time, and you've seen the fan reaction if you're on our Facebook, the New Moon Rising Wrestling Facebook pages. We got the group page, the fan page. As soon as we announce this show, people are excited about it. There's already tickets sold. We're not going to put three rows of seats on three sides of the ring and tell you it's a sellout. We're going to load the place up, and we're going to have as many people there as we can. I'm sure we're going to have a good turnout because you're going to see something very special that day. Every title's on the line, and there's going to be an innovative match known as PG-13, where I'm finally going to come face-to-face with that no-good American roughneck, and I'm going to punch him in the mouth on October 27th.
I might punch him in the mouth, too, quite frankly.
You should.
He said he said quite a few things that I'm not too happy with.
You're taller than him.
Well, in Deptford, New Jersey, at the Proving Grounds, you know, he better not drive his motorcycle to the building because he's going to need somebody to bring it home. That guy's not walking. I mean, he doesn't walk that good anyway, but he's definitely not walking out on October the 27th.
He has a problem with equilibrium. I received another text, nmrwrestling.com. Now,
hey,
Dan, I believe you have the first fan mail.
Oh, are we still doing that? Okay. Okay, Mr. Knight, since you have been one of... All right, I'll start again. Take two. Since you have been one, if not the most vocal star on the New Moon Rising Wrestling roster, newmoonrisingwrestling.com, since its inception, we would like to invite you to appear in a commercial for Trident Gum. You are indeed a beefcake, and with saving the clock tower on the horizon for you, and most importantly, winning back your U.S. title, who better than to be our new spokesperson? Sincerely, Jim Trident, CEO, Trident Corporation.
Unbelievable. Trident gum. You know, that's great because I'm thinking about buying a pack of gum and showing the roughneck how to chew it on October 27th. As far as Trident, you know, I might just have to take you up on that offer, especially because they knew that my Save the Clock Tower flyers are now available on eBay for $5 and 2 for $10.
Which are pretty cool, actually.
I have the second piece of fan mail, and it's from, well, I'll just read it.
Oh, no.
Dear Robert, I know I've said a lot about you over the past few months, but just like everyone else who chooses to attack you, I'm really just using your name to try and bring myself a little bit of a rub. With that in mind, please take it easy on me on October 27th, and don't eliminate me too fast. Can't wait for you to win your belt back, buddy. Your friend always, Handsome Harold Boyer. Now, that's the first thing that Handsome Harold Boyer has said that I agree with.
Yeah, really.
You know, and it's good to hear from Handsome Harold. He says a lot of things on Facebook, and I think he gets confused sometimes. I know he's got Smoking Joe Effenhale as his number one fan. So any guy who, you know, attracts a fan base like that, it's understandable why he gets a little confused. But Handsome Harold, my focus is going to be on the American Roughneck. I know you are going to be in the ring. I know Tank Tolan's going to be there. I'm not worried about Tank because Justin America's got his number already. But if Handsome Harold decides to stick his nose in my business like he did when I had him on Night Court, then I'll just have to make sure he's one of the first guys thrown out and over the top rope because that title's coming back to me where it belongs.
Okay. That title is coming back to your possession at PG-13. Quite a concept. I think it's very interesting to see. Now, the tryouts, of course, are this Saturday. 9 a.m., the doors. Yeah, 9 a.m., the doors open. Now, let's see if.
Wrestling.com.
Yes, and PrestonSteveRock.com. That's another one I received. I don't know. Now, the address is 1030 Delcy Drive, Building 4W, and that's in Deptford, New Jersey. So that's
right off of 295, folks.
Right off of everything, Dan. It's right off of 295, right off of 47, right off of
42.
Yeah, 45?
47, 62.
The center of the universe. It's where everything's going to, the magic's going to happen. And we want to let everybody know, you know, if you've ever considered about being in the professional wrestling business, the Proving Grounds is the place you want to do it. We pride ourselves on having a tight-knit group. We consider ourselves a family. We're not going to fill anybody with false dreams and promises. What we promise you is if you put into it, you're going to get back from it. We're going to teach you how to be a proper professional wrestler to carry on a career once you're fully trained from our school to the independence and hopefully to reach your dream. And this is going to be the place for you to do it. The New Moon Rising Wrestling Proving Grounds, home of the Knight Rider, Robert Knight.
I love that for sure. Now, we already talked about the 27th. What else is going on? Apparently, Crazy Ivan's wrestling Keikoa, the Flying Hawaiian. And you're also announced on fan mail last week, a guest of yours will be Keikoa, the Flying Hawaiian. So are you looking forward to welcoming him to New Moon Rising Wrestling?
I'm looking forward to welcoming all the new faces to New Moon Rising Wrestling. We're just going to have to set it up right off the bat that he knows where he stands in relation to the Knight Rider, Robert Knight. Once we get that cleared up, I'm interested to hear what the guy's got to say because I've heard a lot of great things about him. I've seen the highlights of him, and the guy looks phenomenal. I'm sure him and Crazy Ivan are going to have a heck of a match that night.
Now, so you're saying you're at the top of the food chain, and Keikoa just has to know what his place is, quite frankly.
I mean, not just Keikoa, but everybody. I'm going to start with the Roughneck, and I'm going to run. Well, I mean, the Roughneck's at the bottom, so I guess I'll start at the bottom and work my way to the top and let everybody know just exactly where they stand in relation to the Knight Rider.
I'd like to start at the bottom and work my way to the top.
Oh, Dan.
What?
Now, Dan, you and your innuendos have no place on this respected broadcast. Now,
okay.
Moving on. moving on, Robert. I noticed lately, and this is more of a personal question. It is. Shut up, Dan. I'm trying. I really am. On G4, Knight Rider is now, it's taken over the spot of Quantum Leap. Knight Rider is now on. How do you feel about that?
You know, I'm very excited about that, but a lot of people think that that is a fiction story. All those, that's actually a documentary, Knight Rider, and I was trained for my position by Michael Knight when they passed on the Knight name. So I'm happy that that documentary is on G4, and I think people can learn a lot from it. And the theme then was the same theme as today, and it's the theme that I'm going to tell you before I sign off tonight. But before I do, I want to remind
don't
everybody.
Sign off yet.
Oh, no, I'm not signing off. I got a lot more to say.
Oh, good.
I mean, you can find out all the information for the tryout at NMRWrestling.com. And I just want to let everybody know, too, if you're worried about the tuition, New Moon Rising Wrestling Proving Grounds is a place where the tuition is going to be something that people can afford. We're not going to charge outrageous prices. You know, we're not going to promise you you're going to be a WWE superstar like, say, Sheamus. And charge you an outrageous amount of money when, you know, we're kind of shady with what
really
we do with money in the first place. We're
going to
charge people a decent amount. It's something that they can afford, they can make payments on. We will work with you, and we'll make sure that you are on your way to achieving your dream.
I agree with that, but Sheamus had something to say, too.
I didn't really take anything from the Monster Factory, to be honest with you.
Anyway.
the only thing I think he took from the Monster Factory was my WrestleMania 12 on VHS and Justin America's singlet, because he never returned those two things. And I'm going to get that back when I take the title from him one day.
It's going to happen, Robert. I'll be there in attendance. Perhaps I'll call the match. I don't know.
You never know.
Now, I was going to bring Roughneck on, but the coward, he hung up. He's a coward.
He's probably washing dishes at the VFW right now.
he's doing something, Robert. I don't know. I've lost control of my own show. I could be wrong. Let me see. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
This is the American Roughneck. Who the hell are you calling a coward?
You're a coward and you know it.
Oh, you shut up, you blue journalist. You bought paid for it. I'll meet you. Brady has got a far better show.
I know. I mean, he's such a journalist, but when he's brought into question, he doesn't say anything.
No, let me backpedal, Aaron. Ooh.
Now listen, Roughneck. You and I have been going back and forth on Twitter today. It got a little personal. I went so far as to say that you're so stupid you thought a heel turn was a dance move.
Another feeble attempt at humor. Dan, take over.
Now listen. And by my words, okay, pal?
No, except
I'm not
for
a coward like you.
I don't know about that.
You know, I think, honestly, this is Roughneck's way of avoiding what's coming at him, because he's worried about a Twitter war with the greatest broadcast journalist, Dean Dixon. He should be worried about what's going to happen to him October 27th when I wipe the mat with that face of his.
You got to be kidding. You are so delusional. You and that little car with the tape recorder. Just sit down, shut up before you get really hurt.
Listen, don't talk about my car is going to be making an appearance from 5:45 till 5:55 outside of the Proving Grounds on the 27th, and I'm posing for pictures for $22.50 a piece north side of the building. I'll see you there.
You better watch out, because I might just come over and take his belt, too.
Whose belt?
Whose belt?
Kids. I want to get right out of that Toyota.
Oh, Roughneck. You talk about my feeble attempts at you.
Listen, I thought that was hilarious. That's why I'm above average.
Go ahead, guys.
Go ahead. Well, I ain't got nothing to say to him.
Then what'd you call in for? You're interrupting my time.
Listen, you don't have any time. It's ticking down, dude. Your belt's gone. Your popularity is garbage. The fool that you're talking to on this show all night, it's, my God. Don't come near me, Dean, at this show.
Listen, I'm not worried about my popularity, tough guy. I would rather have 3 people like me and respect me for telling the truth than to have 20 people like me and respect me for telling lies. And the truth is, you're going to be tasting the canvas October 27th, and you're going to be looking up at the man who can make a difference.
Yeah, I'm right, all right, all right. Well, the one man can make a difference. Big freaking deal. You haven't made a difference yet. You have that silly little show in the ring where you have to run every time. So it's not a problem. Run, Forrest.
That's a 90.
Tough words.
Yeah, you know what? If you want to talk about running, I'm going to be running. I'm going to run the ropes. You're going to see me hit the ropes like you've never seen the ropes hit before because we use the ropes in New Moon Rising Wrestling, and I'm going to tie you up in those ropes, pal.
NewMoonRisingWrestling.com.
Roughneck, do you have a rebuttal, or are you still there scratching your head trying to come up with something?
Nah, I'm done with him. We'll talk on the 27th. We'll see each other. When I walk out with his belt and his teeth, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, he's still calling it my belt because he knows where it belongs.
Hey, Roughneck.
It's only there because you stole it.
Hey, Roughneck, I'll see you at Applebee's tomorrow.
Okay, you enjoy.
There. All right. So, I'll see the Roughneck at Applebee's. Robert, bring it all home, baby. What do you got to say?
I got to say, this Saturday, Deptford, New Jersey, join us. Come out to the Proving Grounds. Start the way, start the path of fulfilling your dream. NMRWrestling.com is the place, and get your tickets for October the 27th, because history is going to be made with New Moon Rising Wrestling and with the Knight Rider. You're going to see something that you will never forget. And remember, as always, one man can make a difference.
One man can make a difference. I can't say it better. Robert, it was an interesting one this week.
It's always interesting, and I'm always open for one of those debates. Like I said, you gave the number out any time. I'm on here every week. I'm an easy guy to find.
You certainly are. So if I hear anything, you'll be the first to know, sir.
Sounds good.
And one broadcast journalist can make a difference. Robert, have a good week. We'll talk.
You too, guys.
Actually, I'll see you Saturday.
That's right. I'll be there making a difference.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Right, we're back. How are you, Dan?
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Okay.
Do we need some time?
No, we're good. You know what? My ass is burning a little bit about this. I want to be clear, and I don't want you to say this controversy. I really don't give a
now,
damn.
These are your own opinions.
The opinions of Dan Law. So if you have a problem with it, direct it towards Dan Law.
It's strictly an opinion.
It's strictly an opinion, and I'm not going to insult anybody. If you shut up for a second, let me finish.
Opinions are what make men men.
I thought it was penis.
Well, one or the other.
I want to be clear about this, and if anybody hasn't heard the episodes, go back and listen. Since we're giving out websites, it's blogtalkradio.com/hellinacell. You got called out on the carpet for saying things. You know what? In my opinion, it was warranted, and I said so. You said what you said, and that was it. I said what I said, and I'll stick to it. And if that means getting my ass kicked, you know, I've been punched before. You know? My point is, we have publicly, very publicly, said, here's the phone number, open your mouth. And you're not opening your mouth. And you had somebody else come on here and say something, get on the show and say something. It's driving me absolutely crazy that we were nice about it.
I highly respect Aaron, though. Aaron's
I got no
guy.
Problem with Aaron.
Yeah.
First of all, he's bigger than me. So I definitely don't got a problem with Aaron. Aaron's not the problem. The fact it's a communication problem. you're hearing one side of it. It's like the problem itself. You're hearing one side of it. We're not hearing the other side of it. Now you're hearing just us talk about it. You're not hearing what other people are saying.
What was that?
It's a dog toy.
That's... Dan, I need...
do you get what I'm saying before you take a break?
I do.
I mean...
I agree with you.
Call me on the carpet, but then you know what? We gave your phone number, and if Aaron reaches out to you and says you need to call on the show, get your ass on the show, and you tell your side of the story. It don't keep this childish game going anymore. I'm going to say what I want to say because I feel like it. You're going to say what you say because you feel like it. That's our opinions, and if anybody doesn't like it, write an email to somebody. It's been done before.
A few times.
Twice. Assholes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm assuming that this is none other than the Monster Atu.
You're goddamn right. This is Electric Jesus, and how appropriate that you're playing Guns N' Roses, because I was just thinking about the track, My Way, Your Way, Anything Goes, bitch.
Amen, brother. Tonight has been a strange night. You've actually been on hold for quite some time. I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was you.
That's okay. It's a pleasure to be back on the show, man. I always have a good time, so it's all good.
We're going to have a good time. I'm not sure how much you heard or whatever peppered here and there, but that doesn't concern you. What does concern you, sir? First thing I want to talk about is the Dreams Project, one of the newest promotions that you're a part of. Give us a little bit about the Dreams Project.
Real quick, let me thank you again for having me on your show, because I do really believe in the dream. The Dreams Project, so I'm glad you let me plug it away. November 4th, that's November 4th, in Birdsboro, Pennsylvania, Steve Carino's Dream Project. It's fantastic. You can actually find one of the full shows on YouTube under Dreams Project. Type in Dreams Project. You'll see one of the full shows with Ring of Honor's Kevin Steen versus the franchise Shane Douglas. The match that stole the show, Ring of Honor's Delirious versus American Tiger Mask, and just the list goes on, and yours truly, of course, you know, beating 10 kinds of crap out of people with their bitch asses.
Bitch asses there, I heard that. So that's November 4th at Birdsboro. Now, the Dreams Project...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, the Dreams Project is... So you can show kids a very positive influence that wrestling can have.
That's what's really cool about it. We stop and we talk to the kids. We do a little, you know, we take the microphone and tell them how we dreamt about being pro wrestlers, and we pursued it, and we kept at it, chip away at the stone type of thing, and you can make anything happen. Even when you lose, you can win sometimes because you never gave up type of thing. And they like it, man. You know, it's inspirational. It's good for everybody. It's a family-oriented show. And if you want the full details, you can go on www.doyouliveyourdreams.com. They're also on Twitter and Facebook, so check them out. It's run by the old school hero, Steve Carino. So it's nothing but a five-star product.
Now, one thing I did want to talk about. RF Video put together a face-off with New Jack and Balls Mahoney. I saw on the preview video you were actually there. Can you go into any of that?
I can go into it. I don't want to give any spoilers away to, you know, keep people from buying the product. But it's definitely worth every penny that it costs, because it was intense. It was the S got real fast. And let's just say, even when New Jack was getting patted down to go inside the building, they had to take several weapons off of him. So it was intense, but it was a lot of fun. I was there because I actually saw the actual locker room brawl when New Jack beat the crap out of Balls. So I was there as a kind of a eyewitness.
Wait, so you were there at the Extreme Rising show where that happened?
Explain a little bit what happened.
Yeah, give us a little bit about that. That's interesting.
Okay, let me paint you a little picture. the locker room, me, you know, legendary referee, Mike Tiener, Stevie Richards, maybe was chilling there, a couple of other cats, you know the meaning. And I'm sitting there shooting the stuff with Jack, but laughing, having a good time. It walks Balls. He walks in like a salty dog, ears flopping in the wind, like, do-do-do-do-do, hey, everybody. And Jack was like, oh, it ain't going down like that. He got right up in his face, man. Ka-clow! All up in his face. He just, he lit his ass up like a Christmas tree. He just unleashed a pummeling that I have never seen before. It was kind of unsettling.
Wow. Okay,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, Balls just took, Balls just folded and just took it, and Jack just unleashed. And then Jack grabbed a machete, and then that's when I was like, I'm just going to step away now.
So rather than breaking it up, you were stepping away.
Dude, would you, yo, you never step between a man and his machete.
Hey, it's just like a locker room in Puerto Rico.
Oh, oh, with the Bruiser Brody comment. Dan Wall for the win. Yes, Dan for the win there.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Dan, please, take it.
I was going to say, honestly, to people, the fans that get into it way too much, and I'm not talking about, like, I've been to a few independent shows recently where the crowd was dead, and Dean and I have tried to bring people into it, but when people take it too far and they start saying things to wrestlers that they shouldn't, what are your words of wisdom to those people, as big as you are?
Well, I'm a very direct man, and I'm very open. I like to express myself because, you know, hell, we could draw our last breath in our sleep tonight, and I don't want to die holding shit stuff in. Ow! So, basically, was that?
No, I laughed.
So basically, and actually, and I want to plug this show, too. I'm working for Fight the World Wrestling out in Ronkonkoma, New York. Fantastic promotion, having a good time there, chasing down the heavyweight championship. Actually, October the 13th, I have a heavyweight championship shot against a rock star in Ronkonkoma, New York, Fight the World Wrestling. You can find them online, Facebook, all that good stuff. But at the last event, some fan just had to keep yelling, steroids. Oh, yeah, that's original. Never heard that one, and that's going to really get under my skin. Nah, it doesn't bother me. But what does bother me is the fact that he thinks he could just say whatever and try to get under my skin. He wants to. You want to try to get under my skin? I'm just going to cut right to the chase. I looked dead at him and said, "It's all fun and games until someone dies." I looked him dead in the eye. He looked at me. He shut the hell up. And because I, if you want to go to hell, I will be your deliverer.
Oh my goodness, man. So, Atu, you don't put up with that nonsense. You are a man, like you said, cuts to the chase. But what if it's just a fan that's booing you? Just a normal everyday guy.
And you can, you know, you're more than welcome. You paid your hard-earned money. You're more than welcome to boo. And you can yell. You can yell certain things, you know, within reason. If there's a little kid sitting next to you, don't yell out obscenities. I, as uncouth as I am, I even know better than that, you know. But and that's what a said person would do, things like that. You know, kids next to him, he's like, F you, F your mom type of thing. And it's like, you know, I'm professional. I'm working at a show. I'm not going to get the promoters in trouble. But if you want to meet me in the parking lot, and as soon as the whole thing lets out, yo, we could definitely throw down because I got no problem burying somebody, literally, 6 feet under, dirt mat.
I'm scared, and I'm on your side. Yeah.
Now, I saw you over Labor Day weekend at Breaker Morant's show. Now, what's that promotion? Who? What's going on? Yeah, Breaker show.
Yeah, unfortunately, Breaker doesn't run it that often. He does it on occasion. That's like a seasonal thing almost for him. He keeps talking about it, hinting about doing it. Hopefully he does, because I always learn a ton from those guys, and he puts together a great locker room where you can learn from, and it's a good vibe. And it's a good, fun show. Everybody enjoys it. And Breaker's a top-notch quality individual with great skills. So hopefully that'll turn to something. But until then, You know, he had me on the show, and he had my brother-in-arms, my main man, Aramis Stinson. That's right, my boy Aramis. Actually, he and I are going to, or actually have formed a tag team. We're called the League of Assassins because that's what we do. We assassinate people.
Assassinate people? Now,
I don't know really how to pose this question, but since your last appearance at a certain Delaware promotion, have you heard anything from anybody that worked there that maybe you will return someday?
Oh, yeah. Let's turn up the heat, brother. Yes, indeed. Let's just say no words have been spoken. And let's also say, much like a motorcycle, I go forward, not backward.
Okay. Well,
we'd like to see you there.
I have no problem with said company. It was they who cannot handle the monster. Monster mode was a little too much. God bless them. They're entitled. I hope they have a future, you know?
They couldn't handle the electric Jesus, is what you're saying.
Nah, they couldn't handle the electric Jesus. Then when I got bumped up to triple threat Jesus, they really couldn't handle that, so.
Now, at Breaker's show, there's a certain wrestler by the name of Patch. It was the first time I got to see Patch. What do you have to say about a guy like Patch?
Patch is awesome. I'm sorry. How can you knock a guy that steals a kid's bicycle and drives it into the pool while drinking beer? You know what I'm saying? That you can't knock that, man. That is awesome.
That was one of the highlights of Breaker's show. Now, any other appearances you got coming up?
Once again, like I'd like to promote the two main companies that I'm affiliated with. I have some other things in the works. I got things, you know, brewing. But Dreams Project on www.doyouliveyourdreams.com. And you can also find them on YouTube. Just type in Dreams Project. You can see the whole show. And it opens up with Ring of Honor's heavyweight champion, Kevin Steen, versus the franchise, Shane Douglas. And it just keeps going on and on. So that's one company. The other one is Fight the World Wrestling, based out of Ronkonkoma, New York. October the 13th, I'll be going for the heavyweight championship, still chasing it, trying to get it from that crafty and wily rock star. He pulled a couple of fast ones on me, but this time I got something for him.
Okay. My last question. There was a promo put out about, I guess, a month and a half ago at this point. New Jack said that you were the newest gangsta. Is there anything coming out of that, or is that kind of on hiatus right now?
It kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Oh, yes, it does. It's a kind of funny thing about I, too. You never know what you're going to get. One minute I'm in the gangsters, the next minute I'm playing hopscotch with little Jimmy. You can never tell.
Well, do you have
as answer as any?
That's true. That's true. Now, where can fans follow you if they want to get more of the Electric Jesus?
You can find me on Twitter at MonsterAhtu, nice and simple, MonsterAhtu, MonsterAhtu on Twitter, and on Facebook, it's just simply Ahtu. You type in Ahtu on Facebook, and you see the big pork chop eating dude with the tongue sticking out, you know, all sweaty and greasy. And it's actually Ahtu Lamp, because, you know, have Lamp will travel.
Yeah, I haven't seen much about Lamp lately. You've gone on to Creeping It Real. So is it now Creeping It Real, or are we still talking about Lamp?
Yeah, just like I was saying, it's the whole, you know, you never know what you can get with I2. I'm all over the place like a fat chick at a buffet. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I2, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk again. We'll talk again very soon. And thanks for hanging out for so long.
It's a pleasure talking to you and Dan, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, you certainly will. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm getting right on that, actually, after the show.
Party.
Okay. So that was the Monster 2. Ah, Dan, I don't know where to go with tonight's show.
Thank God we talked to him, because I was getting ready to jackknife into the parking lot.
jackknifing in the parking lot is a very fun thing for you, isn't it?
Well, you know, I keep surviving it.
Yeah, so it's time to, what's the word? It's time for you to...
Tire that?
I don't know. Just
thing.
A weird vibe over this whole show, Dan. I don't know how to properly...
Well, you know, man, it's an off night for us, quite frankly. I was prepared last night. I'm not prepared tonight. And that earlier thing really set me off because I thought my impression of it was we were being stand-up guys about it, and apparently I'm not. Well, you're not.
Well, I think the impression would be that there were shots fired that weren't answered. However, the opportunity was always there, Dan.
Right, but that's my thing. That's I don't understand how it could perceive any other way.
I agree.
MonsterFactory.org.
NMRWrestling.com.
WrestlingSteveRock.com.
ECWAProWrestling.com.
Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com/Hell in a Cell.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The one you want to go to. You want to find out news about all those sites? You go to our site, because we are awesome. CZWWrestling.com.
Well, CZ Wrestling, I believe it is.
Oh, yeah, CCWrestling.com.
Yeah. Dan, I'm going to play a commercial.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room on WEXT 1600 AM in Philadelphia and TheBradyHicks.com. Like what you hear? Be sure to check out all the other great content available on TheBradyHicks.com. In the Room, Between the Ropes, JV Mail, Hell in a Cell Radio, Titus Machiavelli, The Papa Don Show, What's Wrong with Wrestling, The Book Club, Saturday Night Akbaz, The Extreme Odd Couple with Steve Carino and Rob Dimension, The O Show, The Fish Tank with Bobby Fish, and Dimple Date, The Dating and Relationship Show at TheBradyHicks.com. Great video content. This Week in Wrestling. Stepping Out with Sassy Stephanie. WSU and ECWA TV. Completely Damaged. Wrestling Reflections with Darren Corbin. And so much more. Check it out today.
Are you bored?
Dan, that's what I'm following up with.
Are you bored? Do you need some entertainment? Well, I suggest you check out the Dream Wars Horrorcast. Isn't that right, baby?
You're gonna miss a good show tonight. That's your tough luck. I thought you kids were all about team spirit.
Not only are we gonna give you an entertaining show, but I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no-good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
Find us on iTunes, Facebook, or Podbean at Dream Wars Hard, or on Twitter at Dream Wars HD, or Dark Deadeye 313.
I would like to say, Dan, on the 12th, we will be having a special Friday night edition.
Ah, that's right.
With the Dream Warriors. You, if you're a frequent listener to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, you would hear us play that commercial, sometimes make fun of it, just to see if, frankly, Magoo and Alex are listening to this show.
They're not listening.
They don't at all.
And I'm going to call him Butters the whole time because he doesn't listen.
Yes. So we will call him Butters. But we are going to preview The Walking Dead. Now, The Walking Dead is probably the best show on television, quite frankly.
Right now, yeah.
Homeland's a very close second.
Person of Interest is a good second for me.
A good second. Well, it's all whatever.
It's all opinions, you know. Opinions.
Now, Walking Dead, we will be talking about that. The first two seasons.
I'm looking forward to that because I literally just got into the show. And caught up in the last couple months.
And I would like to say that the second season is now available on Netflix.
Netflix. Yeah.
So it is on Netflix now, so you can definitely catch up on that. Homeland, of course, if you have Showtime on demand, you can catch up on that great show as well.
It is a good show. It really is. And the lead in Comic Book Men is probably my other favorite show right now.
Oh, it's very good. Comic Book Men is picked up for
second
another
season.
It's
coming up.
Very good. That is
AMC is the king.
They really are. They really are. Breaking Bad, of course. I don't personally like Breaking Bad, but it is a very well-received show.
Kelly really likes that show and is watching it every day when I get home, and I hear good things about it. About a year and a half ago, I would have said that Rescue Me was the best show on TV, but since that isn't on, AMC has been the network that's kind of taken over for me.
If Joe's still talking to us in the morning, ECWAProWrestling.com.
Why wouldn't he talk to us?
I'm just kidding. He talks to us
Joe
even.
Joe is a good man. Joe, and honestly, folks, the K-Cup is going to be one hell of a show. Tag team wrestling, and quite frankly, some of the best wrestlers in wrestling, period, are going to be on this show. $15.
Newark Delaware.
You are a fool if you don't go to the show. If you like wrestling, you trust me, you will not be disappointed.
Now, I'm going to take a line from Sammy Callahan and say, I could probably shit in this ring, and Joe Zanoli would still like me. He didn't actually say it like that. That's not the exact quote, but anyway.
It's appropriate. It's appropriate.
I'm just kidding.
Joe Zanoli, he works hard. And
very hard.
Support him. I really don't know what else, to say, man.
It's right there.
It's right there. I can't think of it.
Of course, doyouliveyourdreams.com, NMR
good,
Wrestling.
Good thing.
Yes, NMRWrestling.com, this Saturday going to be a big day. Not sure if I'm going to do the pre-show there or not. Who the heck is this? Let me see. Hello, who's this?
What did I miss?
Oh, my God.
I fell asleep before it's back up. I was half asleep. I thought somebody said Bill Olson.
Oh, wait, what?
I said I was dozing off while falling asleep, and I heard Bill Olson. What happened?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, Joe. Please, not tonight.
Well, I heard Bill Olson and .com like about a million times. I told you, don't keep plugging me. I don't want people to think you're showing favoritism.
ECWAProWrestling.com.
I am showing favoritism because I've seen other products and I've seen your products, and I like yours, Joe.
Yeah, I Tony Mameluke wrote on one of our pages that the match with him and Poppin on October 20th and so is the first time they're meeting. So that's going to be a good one. What do you guys think of Tony Mameluke?
I personally am very excited to see him again.
Press because I'm really looking forward. I can't talk tonight whatsoever. I'm looking forward to talking to him because I've been watching him since.
Yeah, you
he
guys
was...
need to be impartial, man.
I know.
Wow. What the, who's Aaron Gainey? I booked the Nightmares. Who's that?
Aaron and Chucky. That's who you booked now, pal.
Chucky.
Joe. Well,
I was going to say I've been watching him since he was a manager for the Mamalukes. Hence the name.
Tony Mameluke. Yeah, he's
a good guy.
And I think the Delaware fans took to him, too. You know, I think they did. And good match with Josh Daniels. It was what I expected. So
it's very difficult for the Delaware fans to show any ounce of life. So if they actually said anything.
So Delaware, now listen, I grew up in South Philly.
Yes.
Sorry.
I live in South Jersey.
Sorry.
I work in Northeast Philly.
Sorry.
Oh, big sorry.
Why? But Delaware's my second home. So I like Delaware.
I'm sorry.
No problem
it's
with
the
Delaware.
The home is super great.
I love the diner in Delaware. I'm going to see if they'll sponsor the
Oh, thing. You know what? Let's start an Olive Branch. Dove Diner.
I can't be out. The last show I went to bed at 4:30. I can't be doing that. It's messing up my life. I need to go somewhere and get out earlier.
We don't care.
I mean, I'm 41 now. I can't be going to bed when my kids are waking up. It throws the day off.
Well, with exciting chatter like this, Joe.
Yes.
Is fine. And we're not on the air anymore, so I can talk about that. But
well,
it's still
that
recording.
Too about me. You didn't ask me about that, too. I had something real nice to say about him, Reddy.
What do you have to say about Attu?
Am I being recorded?
You are being recorded.
Yes, you are, because I asked him about your company. He had a very honest answer. Would you work with him again?
I would love to. I'm glad to see he's working. Yeah. I like that too.
See, you had this big deal, Dean, that I was going to get shot again.
I did freak out a little bit with Dan asked the question.
Oh, great. See? Great.
Oh, hey, Omega, you made it for overtime.
I did make it, finally.
Oh,
how come I don't get it? I want to be called Joe Headlock from now on, okay?
Oh, this show.
That's an inside joke with me and John Finnegan.
Joe Headlock.
Yeah, Joe
Finnegan.
Headlock.
Joe Headlock. Tartaglia. Yeah. My nooner, my breakfast, right down the middle.
Hashtag. Right down. Hashtag Wolf.
Joe.
Hashtag Wolf, right. Ricky D'Amato, Martinez, and Danny, another team in the tournament that I think I forgot to mention earlier. Danny had a great match with Kakoa.
You know what I'm going to do,
Joe? But it was a predictable ending, though.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to splice the
show. I saw that one coming a mile away.
I'm just going to splice the show with that. Like, at the end of your interview, splice it right there, nice and tidy, with Danny E. and Ricky the Mono Martinez. Nobody will even know anything else that happened tonight.
Oh, I didn't say nothing wrong.
You didn't.
No, definitely not. I think Ricky the Mono and Danny E. are another two guys. Are you recording this or my?
It's recorded. You know. It's going to be on the show. Trust me.
Oh, is it?
Yes. You think? I told you that. You said that might be recorded. I said yes.
I think Danny and Ricky D'Amato, are a couple guys that, again, are overlooked, underrated. And, Danny had a great match with Kakoa. So, I think John Finnegan refed it or Mike Keener. But, even Finnegan came to me after, said they had, it was an awesome match. So,
it was.
I mean, Danny and Ricky D'Amato could win the tournament. You don't know.
Let's hope so. Now, Joe, do you have one more big moment? Big finale, if you will.
Nah, I probably can't top the Don't Be a Jerk. But, ECWA's got... It is really our biggest month. I mean, three shows. Obviously, there's other promotions that have done that. We're really basically like a mom-and-pop promotion. I mean, we don't have some huge funding behind us. We don't have a TV company, production company behind us. It really is a lot, me and Mike, and we got, some people helping us. But, three shows is, we've done a Saturday and Sunday. We've done two shows in a day. But, we never did three shows 3 weeks in a row. And if we go to the diner after the 20th, I can only imagine when it's going to be like 4 o'clock in the morning that next day.
Yeah.
Because I'm already done. I just got a couple more things to do for this show Saturday. And, hopefully everything goes smooth. And hopefully we get a lot of fans to come out there. And, a lot of people say, oh, tag team wrestling's dead. What happened to tag team wrestling, this and that? Here it is. We got to come out, if you like something and you want something and you got to support it. You don't support it, then don't cry about it. So, the teams that we have, maybe not everybody's familiar with all of them, but that's to me part of, the beauty of having a tournament where you get different people coming in. So hopefully everybody comes out. And then the 13th and the 20th, Carney's Point in Sewell. So...
I couldn't say it better, Joe.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk. Go to ECWA. That's all I got to say. Joe, thanks for calling back in.
ProWrestling.com. Our site loads up instantly.
Wow.
Joe.
You know what I mean? You're on there, boom.
Bada bing, bada boom, you're on. Book is the
I should actually
hand.
Put the main link to the web to the tickets, you know, so you buy the tickets. There you go, one there. You can buy the tickets online right now, too.
And the DVDs and a host of other things. And where are
you?
Yeah,
Mike put up some of the DVDs and, you know, Super 8 was, I think, a good deal. If you're going to buy a DVD, I think the Super 8, Raising the Bar, War Games, you know.
Raising the Bar would be a good starting point, I think, for a lot of fans.
Now, see, I named that show in advance, and it's pretty good, right?
Oh, that it raised the bar.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, but Joe, good night. Go to bed.
Yeah, I know. All right, guys. Thanks.
You rock, brother.
Oh, Joe Zanoli.
Hand me a cannoli.
Book it, Zanoli. Hand me a cannoli. Omega, you missed quite the episode.
Oh boy, did I?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I you know, I had to take my kids to the fair. I tell you guys, there are some things in this world that you just can't unsee.
He's all being serious.
And I think I saw most of them tonight.
Listen back at this episode because you're going to hear things you can't unhear.
Dan, if you have to go, I fully understand.
All right, well, just follow me. Edit this into the end of the episode. Follow me at DanLaw83 on Twitter. And direct all your hateful comments towards me because I'm the one that said them and I'm the one that said that we stick by our word.
Thank you, Dan.
Good night, gentlemen.
I didn't need that just to focus my hateful comments on you. just saying.
I wasn't talking
about
you. You
but have a good night anyway.
You bastard. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night.
Good night.
Omega, it's down to you and me.
Just you and me. Just like the old days.
Yeah. We're UFC on Fuel happened this past Saturday. Now, how was the card? I don't have Fuel. So did you happen to catch it?
I did catch it, and for the most part, it was good. There was some pretty good action. Actually, the Fuel cards tend to deliver for the most part. I think just because the lack of star power just lends itself to guys trying to step up and make a name for themselves. I think on a whole, it was a very, very good card. But, you know, it was certainly worthy. It's certainly worthy of your time. If you happen to be home at 3 o'clock Eastern time, on Saturday.
Is that when it was on?
Yeah, because it was in England.
Oh.
So.
So it started today in the, okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, it looks like Stefan Struve won by second round TKO. Now, how did Struve look coming out?
Well, Struve, we've talked about it on the show before. Struve doesn't play to his length. He's you know so tall, so lanky, so long. First round, he was fighting Stipe Miocic. Obviously, he did not use his length very well. It was allowing Miocic to get in inside and land some strikes. He was able to survive that onslaught. He wasn't dominated. But he was just allowing Miocic to get the better of the stand up. In the second round, he finally decided to realize that he's a 7 foot tall human being, and use his jab and his length to keep Miocic at bay, and eventually wins by TKO in the second round. It was a pretty impressive win, a pretty impressive second round. You know, he was just tagging Miocic one after another, and eventually Herb Dean just had to step in and stop it before Miocic took too much more punishment. I think Stefan Struve is by now, I think you can probably peg him up in the top 10 heavyweights right now. And at 24 years old with 30 fights under his belt, he's really got a long way to go. You could potentially see him fighting for a title here, and you know, call it a couple years.
That's what I was saying, because he, the one thing about him, though, when he does get to the next tier, so to say, he winds up losing that fight. So as impressive as his record is, once he gets to, like, not an elite fighter, but once he gets to that next step, he has trouble, it seems.
Yeah, he gets to that next step, the Roy Nelsons of the world. That he's had trouble with, but that's because he's had a couple things going against him. The first thing is he didn't fight to his length. He's starting to work on that. And before, he used to try to get in brawls. That was what happened in the Nelson fight, as well as the Dos Santos fight. He just tried to brawl with these guys, and that was not the right thing to do.
No.
But he does. He is a durable fighter. That's what don't get me. It's not to say he's not a durable fighter, but he just was not playing a smart game. As he's got some UFC experience, he's got a lot of fights in the UFC now. He's picked up some things. He's starting to put it all together. I see it starting to come together. If he can put it together from the start of the bell ringing, he's going to be pretty good. And I think he's on the verge of making that next step up. I think he definitely needs a step up in competition after this fight. And we'll see where he goes from there.
Yes. Now, of course, someone who has a lot of UFC fights under his belt in the co-main event is Dan Hardy. Now, a couple fights ago, we were really talking if this was his final fight, but now he's won two in a row. He defeated Cedolla by unanimous decision. So this is two in a row now for Hardy. Where does he go from here?
Well, you know, I think he's gonna settle into a welterweight gatekeeper role for now. He actually started to look like more of a well-rounded fighter. Now he's started to look like someone who can put some things together and has learned something, has changed up his training. He used to be just a brawler, and now he's starting to use some wrestling. Starting to mix that in with Cedolla. Now, Cedolla has never been a great fighter. So it's hard to take a lot out of this win for Hardy. But I think, you know, two in a row has got to be looking good for him. He was huge. I mean, the crowd was well behind him. He's a local England boy.
Yeah.
Playing to the home crowd. You know. And that's why he's still around, quite frankly. Him and Bisping, you know, Bisping actually wins. Hardy's around because he's popular in England and he actually does deliver good fights. But now he's starting to put it together a little bit more. He'll probably take another step up in competition. You know, he's nowhere within reach of sniffing another title shot. And there's plenty of guys ahead of him before we get there. But I think, you know, give him a step up in competition and let him continue to entertain. You know, we'll see how he goes. And hopefully he can put together a couple more wins and see. And maybe we can talk about him getting back into title contention.
Yeah, sounds that should really be his focus at this point. Because he did go from that fight with GSP to really being done.
He lost like four in a row.
Yeah.
After the title fight. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe it was just that loss, that championship loss, who knows. Now, of course, Pickett defeated, who did he defeat?
Yves Jouvet.
Bless you. Now, who did he defeat?
Yves Jouvet. He's a Canadian fighter, French-Canadian.
Okay, and that was a first-round KO.
That was a beautiful knockout. It's strange because Pickett is his nickname is One Punch. But he's only really had one UFC fight where he's knocked a guy out. But this is Jouvet was winning that fight for the most of that round, and it was one uppercut that put him out. It was a beautiful uppercut right down the middle, and it just laid him out. It was good. It was great. But
and then Wyman defeated Paul Sass by an armbar.
Right, and Paul Sass was very well hyped and.
this was a that was a great fight too. That was a really really competitive fight. Wyman continues to be underrated,
mm-hmm.
and you know he generally comes out as the underdog in these things and manages to pull out wins. And you know he deserves more recognition than he's getting. I hopefully he'll continue to keep winning. But he you know some great grappling defense and turns it into another an armbar submission. It was a good fight. Well, you know, on free TV, can't complain.
Hathaway defeated McGuire and Mills defeated Ludwig, which I think is pretty big news.
I wouldn't call it news so much because really the fight kind of ended early with Ludwig going out with a knee injury, and it was kind of a freak thing. His knee just kind of buckled. I think the speculation was he injured early in the fight. I didn't actually read up if that was actually the case, but it was just kind of a knee injury, and it just kind of he couldn't stand on it, so it just kind of ended. But you know, Jay Mills will get credit for the TKO there.
Anything in the undercard that you think was notable?
Well, the notable thing, I guess, was the if you're into the more of the gruesome side of MMA, if you check out the Jimmy Manua versus Kyle Kingsbury, Kyle Kingsbury's eye was hideous at the second round, swelled right up, and the doctor ended up stopping that. Gunnar Nelson. Defeats DeMarcus Johnson by submission. That was a very, very good win for Gunnar Nelson. You know, DeMarcus Johnson was coming off a KO loss. He was kind of short notice, but I think Gunnar Nelson is probably going to be a good he's going to be an up-and-coming prospect. And no, this is not the guy with the long blonde hair from the early 90s.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
He can live without your love and affection.
Now, that's funny. Omega. Before we go much further, I told you I got this. There it is.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
So there you go.
Yes. I'm not impressed by your crappy French techno entrance music. But
yes. Now, of course,
you just need to use that more.
Yeah, I should have used it earlier tonight,
yes.
But when you get the MP3 file, you'll see a lot was said. But anyway, I'm looking over. Of course, on Friday we have FX tomorrow. Quite frankly, there will be another fight. Now that's headlined by two of your favorites. Travis Brown is going to take on Antonio Bigfoot Silva. Now, what do you see? Is this just going to be a slugger's? I know you don't like it, Silva.
I do not. I just do not care for Silva. I don't think. I just don't think he's that good, quite frankly.
So beating Fedor, no, didn't do it for you.
Well, I just I've said it before. I mean, he beat Fedor and.
Well, it was a doctor stoppage. It wasn't that he actually got Fedor to tap or. He beat him into submission. It was between rounds. It was a doctor stoppage.
It was a doctor stoppage, yes, precisely. It was not – I don't think it was that decisive. Now, that being said, he was winning that fight.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, he was winning that fight. But that I think that's more of an indictment on Fedor at the end of his career than it is a – in hindsight, than it is a credit to Silva. I mean, I think he won the fight. He beat Fedor, sure. Give him credit for that. But when you look at him and who he's fought, and since the Fedor fight, he's lost to Daniel Cormier, he's lost to Cain Velasquez. He's not that elite level, you know.
Yeah,
he hasn't beat anybody. Really, that I in recent years, he hasn't beat anybody of any consequence other than Fedor, and I'm still going to argue that Fedor was not the Fedor of old.
Well, that's for sure. Fedor certainly wasn't.
Yeah, and he certainly, when he beat Arlovski, he wasn't in the Arlovski of old.
Oh, God.
So.
Well, he killed Arlovski, though. I mean, he really dominated that fight, and it looked like Arlovski was actually dead.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the sickest knockouts as far as, like, the guy getting knocked out.
No, you're thinking of Fedor. You're thinking of Fedor beating Arlovski.
Yeah.
The Arlovski fight for Silva was a decision.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, so Fedor. Oh, what?
You're thinking of Fedor. Yeah, Fedor destroyed Arlovski.
Somebody killed Arlovski.
Yeah, somebody killed Arlovski. Yeah, that was Fedor.
Okay.
But yeah, Silva just hasn't beat anybody in my view. He's got some well-rounded skills. He just doesn't have much of a chin. I don't think.
No, I mean his last fight, Velasquez showed that.
Yeah, he's got no. He doesn't really have much of a chin. He can get beat. And I think when you go up with a striker like Brown, undefeated to this point, I mean, I think.
And Brown's actually bigger.
Yes.
Brown's 6'7".
Yeah. So there's no size. There's no size advantage for Silva. I just don't. I don't think he comes out on the. I don't think he comes out on the winning side of this. I mean, that being said, this could be a dismal fight. Honestly, I just have no excitement of this fight at all.
Well, how about the co-main event? Ellenberger is back in action.
Ellenberger and Jay Heron. Yeah, I think that's going to be. Well, you know, if nothing else, it's a chance at redemption for Ellenberger. Because, you know, he just lost to Johnny Hendricks. He wants to get back in contention. He wants to be next in line behind whoever wins the fight between Johnny Hendricks and Martin Campman. So he wants to get back on his trail here. So I think, you know, that's certainly for the welterweight division. I think that's an important fight. And Ellenberger usually comes to fight.
Yeah.
It should be a good match. Jay Heron he's a good boxer, but he kind of suffers against wrestlers. So we'll see how that goes. I think Ellenberger's probably going to be the winner in this fight, you know, just based on his ability to take the fight to the ground and ground and pound and, you know, finish guys.
Wow. So. I'm just looking at some of the other fights on here. We have Neer against Edwards. Dennis Hallman. Now, his record is 66-14-2 with one no contest.
Yeah, but that fight, Hallman didn't make weight, so that fight has been canceled.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
That's why you're the, you know, the MMA analyst.
Yeah. The one fight, the fight that you...
They're not even going to do it at a catchweight or anything?
No.
Wow.
No. They
it's up to the other fighter, I guess.
He was like seven. He was 7 pounds overweight. I think he had some family problems. I think I read, but I'm not sure on that.
Well, there you go. One fight I was looking forward to.
The one fight that has more implication has title implications is the John Dodson. I'm going to mangle this name. Juicy da Silva.
Formiga. Formiga?
Formiga. Formiga. Yeah. That's his nickname. It's like
curl. Yes.
You know.
So 14 and 5, John Dodson taking on 14-1, Formiga.
Yeah. This fight has been, well, Dana White has said whether or not it'll hold or not depends on how good the fight is, but Dana White has said the winner of this fight is the next in line to fight Mighty Mouse.
Really?
For the flyweight title. So
that's exciting.
So that should be a good one, and
Lot on the line too. A lot on the line too when Dana White makes a statement like that.
Yeah, and the thing about Formiga, we haven't had the opportunity to see him yet in the octagon, but he's only lost to Ian McCall. He's 14-1, so we'll see. I mean, he lost Uncle Creepy, but he's been up in the top five of the flyweights for a while. So it should be. This certainly has implications and should be a good matchup.
I'm excited about that card. That, of course, is tomorrow night. What time do you have the time? Probably 9 o'clock start, I would imagine, right?
Probably 8 or 9. I'd have to look. I don't know off the top of my head.
I would say it's 9 o'clock. So tune in to FX. If not, you'll probably catch the end of a pretty good movie.
Yeah. Well, that's why we have channel guides nowadays.
Yes, true. So it's on FX tomorrow. How's that?
It's on FX tomorrow. Yes.
Now, one brief thing I wanted to get into with you is Raw. The ratings are in. Not too good. They got a 2.4 overall, I believe it was. Barely got 3 million viewers. What does this mean for WWE at this point? Is this time to go and to make some changes with the product?
I don't know. I mean, they consistently do at least a 2, and that's – yeah, I mean, 2.4 is bad for them, but this is the time of year they get beat by everything. I mean, they're getting – they have competition from Monday Night Football, the end of the baseball season. Certainly, though, there's that crossover. There's the new season of network TV has just started up. There's a lot of things vying for attention right now, and I mean, quite frankly, their product isn't that compelling.
Not right now, that's for sure.
Not right now. It's certainly. I mean, I'm gonna raise my hand and say I didn't watch anything of Raw this week.
I work out on Mondays, and my DVR is filled.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch. I think I watched the beginning of it, but you know, I did not stick around for the whole thing. There was nothing. I mean, I heard them announce for the World Heavyweight Championship debate. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
You gave me no reason to remain tuned in. So I mean, I can, whether or not they need to make changes, because what kind of changes can they make? They've had these situations for years where they don't have a compelling product. They don't have competition, and they didn't have a compelling product before, and they still went to 3 hours.
Yes.
I'm confident there's not any changes coming. Could they make changes? Probably. They need better stories. They need better stories. They need better characters. But you know, whether or not that'll happen, I don't know. You know, instead of giving me, there's bright spots. There's the Daniel Bryan Kane scenarios. There's CM Punk on some nights when he's given, CM Punk Paul Heyman, that's working.
Yeah.
For the most part.
But overall, they don't have enough to fill 3 hours.
Yes. Right. And
they're not rebuilding the mid card. They're not rebuilding to get the next star ready. People have said it's Dolph Ziggler, Jack Swagger a few years ago before that, but they haven't elevated anybody. It's the same main events. If you look at SummerSlam the past 3 years, it's the same main event. 1 year it was Punk against Big Show, the next year it was Punk against Del Rio, and then this year it was all three.
Yeah.
So you're not giving people a reason to care. CM Punk has had the title for 320 days. Okay. What does that mean, though, when there's not anybody out there to give that match? Wrestle John Cena again? Okay. We saw it at Money in the Bank a year ago.
Yeah. Well, the thing that strikes me about this current feud he has with John Cena and the fact that they just basically came out and say it. Punk's been champion for 300 days and the title's never been less relevant.
Yeah.
They basically said it themselves. I'm like, exactly. Do you not listen to yourselves? I mean, come on, elevate the title. You want the title? you know, make it for the title. They just don't. You know, part of it's the reliance on Cena, and to a lesser extent Orton.
But that's what some people are saying now. They're saying Cena wasn't advertised, nor did he show. That's why there's a 2.4.
Possibly. I mean, I can potentially buy that scenario.
Is that much of a draw for viewers?
Yeah, I think there's certainly some. I don't know. I'm sitting here in my mid-30s saying no. But, you know, someone who's in their mid-teens may think something different. Or their young teens may think, yeah, I'm not watching it if Cena's not on there.
I'll watch Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Where the 50-year-old who might have a thing for Cena might watch History Channel.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it just highlights again that they have no other compelling characters. You know, Punk needs a foil. Your Orton's gone to make movies. I'm kind of tired of Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara.
Already.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just over Sin Cara. I mean, if you can't do the moves, then, you know, why are we still trying, you know?
Fair enough.
When I do get new characters, I get Ryback. I get Brodus Clay. I get Tensai.
Which is kind of a step back to a time where they were creating characters instead of wrestlers and workers.
They're not mutually exclusive. That's the whole thing. You can have characters and have wrestlers. I would think you have to have both. You know, I don't understand it. I mean,
well, they've regressed with the Linda McMahon Senate campaign. They've gone to a PG product. I believe the Attitude Era is the next thing to become the Chris Benoit, where they won't even talk about it anymore, which is a slap in the face to what made WWE as big as they are right now.
Yeah, but I kind of see that as a cop-out. You know, you can still have PG content with compelling characters and still have good stories and good action in the ring if you develop that talent that does that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. You know, the Brodus Clay thing was fun for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and that was – but then it was just old. You know, there's glimmers. There's glimmers of some good things. There's the, you know, the Antonio Cesaros of the world, the –
that other guy.
Yeah, the other guy, the Rhodes Scholars.
What's his name, damn it?
Yeah, why can't I think of it because it's 11:30.
What is his name? That's going to be bothering me. But yes, Damian Sandow. Yes, yep, we both came to it at the same time.
Yes.
Very odd, but go.
But, you know, those are the guys. But then, you know, but then there's other guys that they could be pushing, Grant. Guys like Evan Bourne are injured. You know, Tyson Kidd, guys with actual ability.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's got to be a mid – you know, they always seem to have either good workers or good talkers and never the twain shall meet. With some exceptions of, but their exceptions are older guys, you know, like Shawn Michaels and Triple H, who are on their way out. They have very few people who are new that can do both. They have Daniel Bryan, they have CM Punk, but they can't do a 3-hour show around CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. So I don't know.
Well, on that note of not knowing what the future holds for WWE.
I don't think it's going away. I guess that's where I get to. It's not gonna go away. It's not gonna change. There's always gonna be a core business. I think we just have to set up expectations and say, look, they're in this, they run a corporation and they need to put out a product and they need to improve it or else they're not gonna watch it. I mean, but I don't think it's ever gonna go and disappear.
No, it won't in that sense, but I think it's going to take some rebuilding to have that next wave, because I've always said wrestling comes in waves. There's the Hulkamania wave, the early WrestleMania wave. Then you had the NWO Attitude Era wave. And then since then it's been kind of stagnant since right around, 99, 2000?
Yeah, probably.
So
it picked up a little bit, I thought, in the 2004-05 range when, Eddie DeGuerrero and Chris Benoit.
Yes, I would agree with that because we were very excited about it during that time.
Yeah.
And at the time, we would complain about stuff. But it wasn't like now, where there's really nothing you can take away from. 8 years ago, you had Guerrero as a champion beating Brock Lesnar. That was unheard of.
Yeah.
You had Guerrero against Kurt Angle at WrestleMania 20.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. That was the co-main event. The main event was someone else. Shawn Michaels and Triple H.
Yep.
Very big things were happening back then. They were getting on the right track. And I think the Benoit incident, quite frankly, might have had a little bit. They kind of took a step back and got away from wrestling and went more for the family entertainment character-driven thing.
It kind of actually, I think, goes back to Guerrero's death when they started pushing Rey and they beat that into the ground.
Oh, did they ever? We were talking about that for years, how long they brought that out.
Yeah.
And then
the Benoit situation occurred, and then that kind of, we're just going to go with Cena.
You know what? We could probably do a whole show on the Benoit incident. Maybe another time, another place.
Yeah.
But anyway, Omega Squad, just going to get out the closing plugs. Of course, ECWAProWrestling.com. DoYouLiveYourDreams.com, NMRWrestling.com. Now, NMR Wrestling, of course, has the tryouts on Saturday, so that's always that's going to be a great thing. I will be doing the live show, I do believe, from there. So listen to that.
I will not be doing the live show from there.
No, you will not. You will not. You're more than happy to call in if you want. Follow ECWA on Facebook. They have the official group page. There is also a fan page. The Nigerian Nightmares you can also find on Facebook. Atu is on Twitter at Monster Atu, I'm sorry. And Robert you can always find at Robert Knight _. Do you have anything else for us, Omega?
Well, there's a couple things. Invicta Fights 3 is this weekend, too, Saturday. Starts about 7 o'clock, free stream on InvictaFighting.com. I think there's 11 or 12 different women's fights.
Wow.
So should be good and free. We did not talk about Dave Bautista's MMA debut.
Oh, goodness, I totally forgot. Let's talk about it. What company and what's up?
Well, it's interesting because it's been a long road for Bautista to get here. He's been training MMA for a couple years now, but he's going to be fighting, making his debut for a small company. I'm trying to find it here. The card is called Real Pain. It's in Providence, Rhode Island. He was supposed to fight a gentleman named Rashid Evans, not to be confused with former UFC light heavyweight champion Rashad Evans. This guy was a very low ranked fighter, and was supposed to fight on the card up until about a week ago when he violated his probation and he is now in jail.
Well, there goes that fight.
So they had to scour the East Coast for try to find a heavyweight that would fight Bautista on short notice. Had a difficult time doing it. Eventually found a guy named Vince Lucero, he's fought about 40 fights. So there's a huge gap in experience between Bautista and this Lucero guy. Lucero's got about a 50-50 record. It's like 22-22-1 or something like that. But his only notable fights have been losses to guys like Roy Nelson. So he's nothing really of note other than he stepped up to fight Batista. So we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be hard to say a guy with 40 fights is going to be able to is going to be intimidated by a non-roided up Batista.
Yeah. He's in his almost mid-40s now, right?
And that's the other thing. This thing is on iPay-per-view, and they expect me to pay $30 to watch two guys in their 40s fight. No.
Go to your local bar. You can see that happen.
Yeah.
Probably just as skillfully as as a Batista.
I don't know. You know, the thing is, Batista has been training with he has opened his own
Gracie
gym. So he has been training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Don't know. Maybe he's good. I don't know. But
wasn't he originally going to debut with Strikeforce? Like the original plan?
The original plan, he was talking with Strikeforce for a while, but then the Zuffa deal came through and it kind of fell apart. Not that I blame Zuffa for that. But
he would be another Brock Lesnar. I'm not saying he would have been on the level of Brock Lesnar, but he would have drawn some fans over, whether curious or hardcore or whatever.
Sure, but the question was, is he going to be another Brock Lesnar or is he going to be another Bobby Lashley?
Well, Bobby had one bad fight, right?
Well, he won one fight, but he didn't. He was gassed quickly. I mean, he wasn't. Oh. You know, he didn't lose all his fights, but he did not show any aptitude at all for mixed martial arts. He carried around too much muscle. He gassed out quickly, you know.
And that was that.
And he probably asked for too much money.
Yeah. Well, Omega, this was a show that probably will not be in its form for much longer. So, Omega, I want to thank you for... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding, it would be quite shortened.
Yeah. That's why I kept on talking during this segment, because we need filler, so...
So I was going to say, you're just going to edit out the entire end of my section here, because it's worthless.
No, the Batista talk I enjoyed, sir. Other talk, once you get the MP3 file, you'll see.
I'll understand, okay.
Yes, but for Dan, who... had to go a little bit early tonight. You can follow him on at DanLaw83. Follow, good gracious, if I can get it out. Follow Omega Squad at Omega Squad on Twitter. And I am at Folsom County. Of course, follow HIAC Talk Radio. And until possibly Saturday, I'm not quite sure if I will or not, but I could be doing the live broadcast from the tryouts. So possibly Saturday. If not, then back on Wednesday at our normal time. But have a great week.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. I will look for you. I will find you.
What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna sue, yes, I'm gonna sue, yeah!